Ready to go down here at the downtown Hilton Garden Inn at the Great American Grill. Good crowd on hand down here this morning. And so we are going to talk basketball for the next couple of hours and let you know a little bit about some of our local teams and what to expect. We have several coaches that will be joining us throughout the morning. And also Mike Tupa from the Examiner Enterprise is here. You're getting ready to grab him a seat at the table. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Morning, Dave. We'll get everybody hooked up here with breakfast that's here for the coaches' breakfast as far as our area coaches go. And we opened up the season last night with the Bartlesville Bruins and the Lady Bruins. Went down to Tulsa Webster last night, Adam, and a couple of good games. The guys' game, if you're a Bruins fan, yeah, you're excited about it because the Bruins really put it on Webster last night, and the final score 69-32. But the Lady Bruins earlier in the evening, a little bit of a tougher road as they lost by a basket, and that score was 59-57 after leading the entire game. They come back to lose by 2 points. So we'll hear from Terry Rogers about that game and talk a little bit about the Lady Bruins and some of the other coaches that we have lined up here this morning. Here will they be, Adam?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we're certainly glad to have them aboard here this morning. Mark Mulder, the Oklahoma Wesleyan University Lady Eagles basketball coach, is here with us this morning. Of course, Terry Rogers is here. And Keith Wurzik, the Wesleyan Christian girls coach, is here with us here this morning. Of course, Oklahoma Wesleyan has begun their season. They started back in late October, and both the Eagles and Lady Eagles again began their seasons last month. The Lady Eagles played this past Thursday at Friends University, losing that game in overtime. Matter of fact, they're at home tonight taking on Lyons College, and tip-off time is set for 5:30. Meanwhile, the Eagles were in action last night at the Friends Classic in Wichita, Kansas. Fell short to the Falcons, losing 65-60. They'll be in action later today as they will take on Bethel College, and that will be later today in Wichita. And again, both teams will be in action on Tuesday with a doubleheader, and then the Eagles a week from today we'll take on John Brown University, a team out of the Sooner Athletic Conference. Been kind of a slow start for both the Eagles and Lady Eagles squads, but, you know, when you play a tough non-conference schedule, that certainly gets you ready for the conference season, which starts in January.
That's right. I'm going to see if I can get Terry Rogers to come over and join us this morning here with Coach's Breakfast as he's with the Lady Bruins. So we'll get Coach Rogers and Coach Mulder from OWU also going to join us here in a little bit. But, go ahead and have a seat here, Coach Rogers, as we talk a little bit about some Lady Bruins basketball. I'm sorry, did I get out of order there?
No, but that's okay.
All right.
Coach Rogers, just come on in.
All right, very good. Well, and I'd say, cause we had an interesting game last night, a fun game last night, and down at Tulsa Webster, Coach Rogers, unfortunately, we come up a basket short in that one, 59-57, but talk a little bit about your first game of the season and what you thought about the Lady Bruins last night.
Well, you said it was exciting and fun. Exciting part, yes. Fun, I don't know about on our part. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Kids really, really responded well to what we faced last night. You know, the adversity right there with all the quickness and speed and size, and that's good for us. That's just good signs for us.
Well, and you know, you ran into a team last night down at Tulsa Webster, the Lady Warriors. That's a quick team. They up and down the floor. They like to push the ball, don't they?
Yes, and I mean that's the way we want to play this year. We've got some kids that will come out, can shoot the ball, handle the ball, and so. But hey, they are really fast. You know, with size. You know, good thing we got the girl in foul trouble, but other than that. They are really, really a good ball club. We just let one slip away last night.
Yeah, being ahead by 16 at one time, and then you know, unfortunately fell by that bug at 59-57 was the final score. But you're right. For most of the game, it looked like the Lady Bruins were going to be in control of that. Now that's something that, and I'll just go ahead and ask you about it. Something that we were not used to or accustomed to seeing last year. You guys being in control of a basketball, even though that one slipped away. Most of them are not going to slip away, but you have to be. You know, for 3.5 quarters there, you guys were very impressive last night.
Well, thank you on that. And you're right. Last year, our kids, you know, we're still young. We're inexperienced. And now, this year, We're still young and inexperienced, but last year we probably would have gotten beat by 30. But, you know, this year our kids came out. We've gotten bigger and stronger in the weight room. We've been in the gym. We're shooting. I think we've got a little new mission here.
Yeah.
On pace.
Yeah, I think, you know, Paige Wilson last night lit it up in the first quarter. And, of course, we're used to kind of seeing that. Paige is a shooter, and we talk about her shooting ability several times throughout the basketball season. But she lit it up in the first quarter. I think she had about 4 3-pointers in the first quarter last night. She was on fire. I mean, 4 straight. And that you talk about something that will help your team and give you a little bit of momentum. When somebody's hitting that from the outside, that really pumps up the rest of them, right?
You know, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right there. And, you know, Paige has done this for us for 3 years. Just a junior, thank goodness. You know, so she can shoot the ball. She can handle the ball. She had 7 turnovers last night, but still, she handles the ball 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting up numbers 30 a night. And like you said, she's got 4 threes in the first quarter. And she went 5 for 5 from the free throw line and ended up with 30 points. Yeah. It was a quiet 30. We knew that she scored quite a bit, but I didn't know she had 30.
Yeah, well, she's got that nice little, you know, she gets in the paint and has that nice little turnaround jumper. She'll lean in and get, you know, somebody back with momentum going against the defender, and then kind of that little step back, little fall-away jumper that she will put up down low, you know, 10 feet and inside and stuff. She has a good shooter's touch, and you have a couple of girls with a good shooter's touch. And I will say that yesterday when you and I talked for Brew and Buzz yesterday morning on the radio, you talked about some of the most improved players, and being Sierra Crow and Julie Beneshek. I have to say those two they are much improved, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are improved. You know, like I said, in the weight room, on the floor, you know, we just – right now we have a little inexperience still going on. We just don't have enough depth on the floor. But with Julie and C, you know, we call her C, Sierra, yeah. They've got to do a little bit more scoring for us. You know, 4 points each.
Yeah.
So, and Olivia has to do some scoring for us. Mm-hmm. You know, and she can shoot it.
Yeah.
So, when they went to box and one right out of second, starting the second half, I'm thinking, yeah, go ahead and stay in that.
Yeah.
He won't stay long because we do have the other four that can shoot the basketball.
Yeah, yeah, and now you started a freshman last night too. Tell us a little bit about your freshman that you had out there that's about 6'1" and can play some good inside and outside basketball.
She's going to be a real good player.
Yeah.
Real good. She's going to be something special. She needs some work on strength-wise, but as far as shooting the ball, handling the ball, posting up, she's going to have the total package before she's done.
Yeah, and I've heard other folks say that as well, not only from her head coach. We know you're going to be biased if she's one of your teammates.
Yes.
But I've heard that from other people that watch basketball that says Haley is the real deal.
You know, she's going to take some lumps.
Yeah.
She's young. She's 14.
Yeah.
You know, 6'1 and 14, and you know, she was scared to death last night.
Yeah.
Well, and it showed, you know, the first quarter. She comes out and has 2.
Yeah.
And she really doesn't get going until the third quarter.
Right, yeah.
When they went to zone and left her open, you know, and she can do that. But she went scoreless in the fourth. We've got to get her more consistent, you know, and when they brought the big girl on her, she's just going to have to learn playing against big and learn play against small. So
I think that it's true that we are going to see a much more exciting basketball out of the Lady Bruins this year. I think we're going to see several wins. I think now you're off until December 2nd when you play Owosso?
Yes, Owosso at home.
All right, so you're going to take off for the Thanksgiving break here and then Owosso at home on December the 2nd. So, and I'm going to ask Mike Tupa. Mike Tupa is with us from the Examiner Enterprise. We'll ask Mike if he has any questions for Coach Rogers.
Coach, you know, the things you did, I thought defensively last night, you guys did some good things against a really good team. What were you most pleased with on that end of the ball?
Oops, sorry.
We got it. Sorry, Mike, turnover. You know, I really thought effort on defense. You know, defensively, I thought we let down a few times blocking out and things like that. For the most part, we gave them one shot. You know, with someone quick and shooting the ball outside, ball's going to bounce long, and we know the quickness is going to always take over there. But overall, I thought the execution defensively early, I thought it really worked, but late, we started gapping out too. Look, guarding people that we shouldn't have been guarding, you know, and they had a couple three-point shooters, and that's it. We should have probably sank a little bit more, and you know, but when you get a little antsy and get the blood going a little bit, Paige and you know, our top guards, Olivia, they kind of want to extend out. So we've got to do a better job on keeping it inside the three-point line.
Yeah. And then you guys, you had a decent shot there. It was 4.5 seconds, and you had an inbounds pass. Had you guys completed that pass, you know, you had a chance to score the tie in our winning bucket. So.
Yes, the way they had it, they had two on Paige, and we had it set up for Paige to fly, take her two away, and we didn't know that they were going to have two on Paige, but if you looked at it, Julie Beneshek was over on the left wing wide open, and what we were trying to do is fly Paige, get her out of the way, and hit Haley with the ball and then send it on down to Julie for a layup. And everything worked except the throw-in, but other than that, you know, that's – it was a good battle. It was a good game for us to learn from. You know, we have to do a lot better job offensively. We want to run. We want to get up and down the floor. We want to take some ugly shots. But we have to do a better job when we have to have a basket, we have to run our sets. And last night I thought when we had some set plays, we just kind of went through and did some different things. But we saw some situations there where Sierra slipped back door and Paige gave her a good pass, and we scored two right there in the fourth quarter. But overall, the sets, we have to do a lot better job of getting really Paige and Sierra and Olivia, those our Haley, more shots. You know, and you look at it, they shot the ball quite a bit, but we have to get them some more shots.
You know, being a coach that wants to get up and down the floor and watching the end of the game last night, are you a coach that would favor a shot clock in high school basketball?
This year, probably.
Last night, we know the Webster Lady Warriors held the ball for the last 2 minutes trying to get down to that last shot, and you did get it, as you mentioned, with just over 4 seconds left after they had scored the go-ahead bucket. But, yeah, they held that thing for 2 minutes just standing there at midcourt.
That was the long in fact, other than halftime.
Uh-huh.
You know, we held the ball a little bit at halftime just talking, but that was the longest time anyone held the ball last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was up and down. I got tired.
Yeah.
And I didn't even run hardly. You know, so we had a good time. And yes, I think our kids are going to buy into the system that we want to shoot some quick shots. We want to take good shots. We want to and you look at it last night, I didn't think any of our kids took a bad shot.
Yeah.
You know, we were wide open shots. One thing I was really impressed with is that the ball movement. We moved the ball pretty well, especially when they went into the, when they went into pressure and everything. I thought we honestly penetrated kick for an open three.
Yeah.
And that's what we have been doing in every scrimmage. We really have passed the ball pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, you did have a lot of good looks last night, and it was an exciting game in spite of a two-point loss. We know there's going to be some great wins coming up for the Lady Bruins this year. Coach Rogers, thank you very much for being here with us today. We'll look forward to December 2nd and seeing you out at the Bruins Fieldhouse. We'll invite everybody out for that game against Owosso. You'll see some exciting basketball from the Lady Bruins and some good talent as well. So in spite of wearing a Kansas Jayhawk shirt today, we thank you for being here, Coach Terry Rogers.
Well, it was warm. It was kind of chilly this morning when I got up. I've been up for a while.
All right. Well,
but thank you guys for having me, and this is a great thing you guys are doing.
Well,
appreciate
thank you very
it.
Much. Coach Terry Rogers, the Lady Bruins of Bartlesville High School, we appreciate that so much. Have a good golf game today.
I will.
All right. And Adam? So, a fun game last night. I say fun. It was a two-point loss, but it was an exciting time for the Lady Bruins, and I think, yes, we will see a lot better basketball. So, what do we have going on next here?
Well, next I'm going to have Coach Mark Mulder for Oklahoma Wesleyan Lady Eagles, and we'll get him off here.
All right. Well, let's take a time out. This is a Coach's Breakfast. We're broadcasting from downtown. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, all served here at the Great American Grill inside the Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Bartlesville. Coach Mulder, coming up, it's your Coach's Breakfast on K1.
Happy Thanksgiving from the United family to yours. Enjoy the holiday with savings you'll be especially thankful for, and find unbelievable savings on your favorite items and in all departments. Here's just a few of the Thanksgiving holiday savings from United. Hormel Cure 81 spiral sliced hams, whole or halves, just $1.99 a pound. Best Choice Cranberry Sauce, 16 ounces, whole or jellied, 89 cents. Best Choice Pure Vegetable Oil, 48 ounces, just $2.39. And Best Choice Ultra Moist Cake Mix, 18.25 or 18.5 ounces, 59 cents. Check out your United Supermarket Thanksgiving insert to find more great savings in every department throughout the store. This is the time to celebrate the Thanksgiving holidays with savings from United. Happy Thanksgiving from your neighborhood United Supermarkets.
At American Bank in Ramona, we make banking special and personal for you, the customer. We provide one of the highest levels of banking satisfaction. With our one-on-one personal banking service, we make sure we are there for you for all of your personal and business banking needs. Stop by American Bank in Ramona and ask us about our great CD rate specials and our competitive loan rates. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Crude oil is a big part of our local economy. Gathering oil can be challenging at times. Coffeyville Resources pays competitive prices for our crude oil, and with a fleet of trucks, Coffeyville can gather crude oil anytime. Local people gathering local producers' crude oil all over Kansas and Oklahoma. That's the Coffeyville Resources way. Service when you need them.
The First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, Oklahoma will be presenting The Living Christmas Tree Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m., Saturday, December 17th at 3 p.m., and Sunday, December 18th at 7 p.m. The doors to the Worship Center located at 5th and Osage in downtown Bartlesville will open 1 hour before each performance. This family Christmas concert, free to the public, is a gift to the community. The Living Christmas Tree stands 36 feet tall and will be adorned with thousands of lights, 100 singers, and over 3,000 feet of Black Forest greenery, accompanied by orchestra. Come celebrate Christmas at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville.
Our Coach's Breakfast continues on 1400 K1.
All right, as we broadcast live from downtown Bartlesville at the Hilton Garden Inn, the Great American Grill. And Adam, now we're going to have Coach Mulder from Oklahoma Wesleyan University stepping up to the microphone.
Yes, he's in the hot seat right now. Coach, how are you this morning? Glad you're here.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Coach, you started the season back in late October, I believe. Yeah, it was late October. And right now, 3-4 on the season. You had a couple of games this week, this past Thursday against Friends, losing that one in overtime. But tell us a little bit about that game.
It was a tough game for us. Our ladies have really been working on showing resolve, executing, and being tough under pressure, and they did a great job. Just two rough calls, you know, at the end that could have gone either way with 28 seconds left, with us up four, that sent the game to overtime. So just a tough scenario, but it was good to see the girls be up, go down, and then get back up to take the lead with 28 seconds left. So it was good for us.
Yeah, Coach, there's your first year at the helm in the ladies program. You were assistant under Donnie Boswick on the men's side. How's the transition going from being an assistant to a head coach?
It's going fairly well. There's always change when you do that. You get in the hot seat, there's a lot more calls you have to make. So just that's probably the biggest thing. But as far as getting kids to buy in and do that, we had to do it our first year here, and that's what we're trying to do with the ladies. So,
you got a good group of young players that are playing this year, and I'll start the one on top. That is Rebecca Schluter right here from Bartlesville, and this is a young lady who the last 2 years has been the team's leading rebounder, including the conference leading rebounder.
Yeah, great kid, does great in the classroom. You can't ask for a better person, and then it transitions to the basketball court with her work ethic, and her ability to rebound is just second to none, and just she's really starting to come on and click and figure out her role on the team, and we're starting to see just small glimpses of what we expect the rest of the year from her.
You know, it seems like the last 2 years she has really gotten better at those last 2 years. Do you expect a lot from her this year?
Yeah, I do. I expect by the end of the season her to be averaging a double-double for us, and you know, double-figure points and rebounds. And she's getting pretty close to that right now. I think she's at 8 points and just a tad under 8 rebounds. So she's coming along and doing a great job for us, and really a student of the game. Comes in every day, watches tape, and then she's buying in, and it's paying off for us.
I know you brought in some players, did some pretty good recruiting over this past spring. Tell me a little bit about those players that you brought in that will make a contribution.
Yeah, we've, like we did in the men's side of things, just through a lot of connections we have in Texas, big portion of our recruiting came from Texas, but then also Oklahoma is really good to us this year. One of our best recruits is probably Nicole Tate this year, who starts the point guard for us. Is having to play a lot of minutes just for stability at that position, and is doing a nice job. I think right now she's either first or second in the conference in assist. Just is getting better every game. We're really excited about Viola Kincaid, who will be coming out from volleyball and making her first appearance for the season for us this weekend at against Lyon. And then we've got a redshirt freshman, Shelby Graham, who had a huge game for us at Friends and is really starting to get it rolling. And, just a bunch of freshmen that we're really excited about. You know, we start two, and then our bench primarily is freshmen, and it's probably 80% freshmen. So there's a lot to build on and a lot of growth.
Another player that I really liked that had 11 rebounds the other night along with Schluter was Kelsey Jones. This is a young lady that I think can expect a lot of big things from her.
Yeah, a local product that is a tough kid. I mean, she is the definition of physical play. She is constantly hitting someone in the good sense, and does a great job for us. And like everyone else, is starting to figure out her role and where she clicks, and that's producing rebounds now and points. And she's just a nice local product from Etoka, Oklahoma, and we feel very fortunate to have her.
Of course, you do have some Oklahomans on this year's team, and I'll tell you another local product, Raya Nadine, coming. This is her second year here, and she has really improved her game over the last year.
She has, and I like to pick at her and call her the human highlight reel, because she plays like a guy. She has great handles, can shoot it. One of the big adjustments is the system they ran last year versus what we're doing this year is two totally different things. So she's taking baby steps in that, but she has shown some glimpses with the other night hitting 5 threes and basically giving us the run we needed to win that thing and get over the hump. And then giving a spark off the bench all the time that always kind of seems to give us a 10-0 run. She seems to be out there when that happens. So she's doing some very nice things for us and getting us moving in the right direction.
You know, the conference coach, really the preseason favorite, have to be College of the Ozarks. And, you know, conference season doesn't start till January, but it seems like this non-conference season a little bit tougher. Will that get you prepared for the upcoming conference year?
Yeah, it will. We intentionally did that for that very reason, just because we knew we were going to be young. We knew we were going to need to be able to figure out how to play against tough teams in order to even have a chance to get to the national tournament. And we did that, scheduling a few NCAA Division II teams in Southeastern Oklahoma State, Cameron, and Southwest Missouri Baptist. Three of our four losses so far have come from teams that are either receiving votes in the national poll or in the top 25. So, we're kind of throwing them into the fire and letting them learn under the heat of battle. But it's definitely something we've done intentionally and continue to do for years to come.
Of course, I want to encourage our listeners. You got a game tonight. Matter of fact, Lyons College out of Arkansas coming in at Mueller Sports Complex.
Yeah, and that's a huge game for us. They're a division ahead of us in the NEI. Really big team, physical team, really like to do a lot of the same kind of things we do. And we're really going to have to play, but I think we can get it done. We're really excited about the opportunity and looking forward to it tonight.
Looking towards it, you and the assistant coaches right now, 3-4. What's your opinion about how this team has progressed this year?
We've progressed really well. Obviously, any coach is going to want to be undefeated. But at this point in the season, with the youth we have and putting in a completely new system, we're very excited. I'm really excited about where we're at this point in the year, right before Thanksgiving. You know, a couple of losses that we had against, actually the other night in overtime against Friends, who's receiving votes, is, it kind of frustrates you and gets you irritated. But at the same time, you're sitting there going, we're about where we need to be, and it's starting to click, and I think it's all going to start clicking at the right time.
I want to switch gears a little bit. You have another hat to wear. You're the athletic director at Oklahoma Wesleyan, and right now for the fall campaign with the volleyball team in the regional tournament, both the soccer squads, conference champions, things are going really well athletic-wise at Oklahoma Wesleyan.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we're really, really blessed, and we feel a big part of that's just because we stick to our mission statement, that we're a university where Jesus is Lord, and we really want to keep those values, and we instill those in our programs, which I think at the end of the day instills discipline and work ethic in our kids. And, Coach Peterson with the soccer team has done an unbelievable job. I mean, that's a top 25 program now in just his second year in the NEI level, and his girls' team's been playing in the regional for the Christian colleges right now. You can't ask for a better job than that from that guy. And then, Coach Collins at with volleyball and just her second year got us to the regional tournament in the semis. So just super excited about the job our coaches are doing, the character they have when they're doing it and the character their team show on the court. So it's just something we're very proud of.
I had the opportunity to watch some of the volleyball games. And if you haven't seen a college volleyball game, you're missing out. It's a wonderful thing to watch. It's a fun game to watch too.
It is. I mean, and they get after it. They're loud. They have fun. There's energy everywhere. So if you ever get a chance, I would really encourage you to get out and watch one of our volleyball matches. Coach Collins does a great job, and really just her first full recruiting class this year. They got to the regional semis.
Right.
So that program's an up and coming program that a lot of people are talking about on the national level already.
And then we look at the springtime. The baseball team, the defending NCCAA national champions, and then the softball program really progressing there. So I know there's some good things happening athletic-wise at Oklahoma Wesleyan, and congratulations to you.
Oh, well, thank you, and thanks. It goes all to God and then to our teams as well for bringing the effort and making me look good by doing that. So,
well, Coach, we appreciate you. Okay, Mike Tupa has a question for you, and just slide on the mic there and see what Mike has to say.
Hey, Coach, you opened the season with Friends, and, you played them here earlier this week. What ways did you notice you guys have progressed between those two games? That's obviously a good measuring stick.
Our offensive execution and just kids getting comfortable with where how to be, where their shots should come from, has really gotten a lot better. I keep telling kids, you can shoot it pretty much anytime you want if you're in these spots. And they just wouldn't quite buy in, and now they're buying in. And that resulted in Shelby Graham lighting the nets up for 6 threes and having a great game, and Kayla Ullman going for 17 points and 12 rebounds. So just those things, the kids getting comfortable and comfortable with me, I think, have really started to shine light, and we're really excited to get back on the court tonight.
Just one other question. The other night, I thought your bench really gave a lot of effort, your last home game. And I was thinking of Brittany Minx, and she hit the floor like 4 or 5 times. And, it just seems like the girls have a lot of focus right now.
They do. They certainly are. There's no question their work ethic. That's, that was one area where I was coming in, and I wasn't sure of, what I really had at the end of the day there. But they bring it. Practice every day. They're ready to work, and effort is not in question. It's just a matter of execution at the end of the day right now.
Well, Coach, again, we appreciate you coming out here today. And, hey, best of luck to you throughout the season, and let's get a win tonight against Lyons.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you. A whole lot. Your Coach's Breakfast originating this morning from downtown Bartlesville at the Hilton Garden Inn. The Great American Grill, open right now for breakfast, and then after all for lunch and dinner. So you definitely want to stop by the Great American Grill whenever you get an opportunity to. I'm David Crawford along with Adam Hooper. We are joined by Mike Tupa from the Examiner Enterprise as we have our annual basketball Coach's Breakfast. So, Adam, we've got a couple of coaches now that couldn't be with us today, but they are kind enough to talk to us a little bit earlier. You want to get to one of them in a couple of minutes?
Yeah, we can do that.
How about the new guy over at Dewey and the Lady Doggers?
Well, we can do that.
You think so?
I think so.
All right, let's take a timeout first, and then we'll come back with Coach Papen from Dewey.
Okay.
At Keystone Beard Equipment Company, you'll find they carry all the oil field equipment you'll ever need. Pipes, valves, pumps, plus they repair pumps. So whether old pump number 9 isn't working right or just needs repaired, or maybe need to be retired, Keystone Beard Equipment Company in Dewey can repair your pump or put a new one in its place. See the folks at Keystone Beard Equipment Company on 9th and Osage in Dewey for all your oil field equipment, repairs, and supplies.
Teach a teacher about energy, and we can help a generation build a better future. That's why ConocoPhillips is working with National Energy Education Development, conducting experiments that help our children understand energy and the importance of conservation, getting kids interested in math and science, bringing energy to life, so we can pass on what matters to the ones who matter most. ConocoPhillips, energy for tomorrow.
The First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, will be presenting the Living Christmas Tree Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m., Saturday, December 17th at 3 p.m., and Sunday, December 18th at 7 p.m. The doors to the Worship Center, located at 5th and Osage in downtown Bartlesville, will open 1 hour before each performance. This family Christmas concert, free to the public, is a gift to the community. The Living Christmas Tree stands 36 feet tall and will be adorned with thousands of lights, 100 singers, and over 3,000 feet of Black Forest greenery, accompanied by orchestra. Come celebrate Christmas at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville.
If you're thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bath, then come see the high-quality product of the Quarry Custom Marble Kitchen and Bath. Visit them at their new showroom, same location, where they showcase many varieties and styles of kitchen countertops featuring Meganite 100% acrylic solid surface, as well as bathroom vanity tops, whirlpool tubs, and showers manufactured from cultured marble. Whether it's new construction or remodeling, the Quarry Custom Marble Kitchen and Bath has what you're looking for. Visit them at 2001 North Osage in Dewey or call 534-2120 today.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, contact Shelter Insurance Agent Ben Rainey.
And we are joined now by head coach for the Dewey girls basketball team, Coach Jim Papen, first year at the helm, taking over at Dewey. How are you doing today, Coach Papen?
Just fine.
All right, good. Tell us a little bit about the team and what you've had a chance to get into so far and what you're expecting from Dewey this year.
Well, the girls have really started working hard. We started back in July, of course, with a camp and had a pretty good turnout for that. Unfortunately, I didn't get here in time to get team camp started as far as entering any summer leagues or anything like that. But we did have a summer camp and got started there. And then off-season-wise, we've been working on basically fundamentals. And then once regular season practice began, we started putting in our normal game plan. And I've been real pleased with the girls. The enthusiasm is real good. I think they were ready for a change, and we've been working hard.
All right. And where did you come from, Coach Papen?
Well, I came from Kansas, a little school called Altoona Midway, Previous to that, I'd been at Independence High School in Independence, Kansas, and previous to that, I'd been at High School in Neodesha, Kansas.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is familiar territory to you in a way, right?
I've been in southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, you know, in this area all my life.
All right, what kind of basketball do you like? Are you quick up and down the floor, let's shoot the basketball, or do you emphasize the defensive part of it, slow down maybe? What kind of basketball do you like?
Well, it depends on what kind of team that I have and what kind of skills that my girls have. I try to adapt my coaching style to what talent level I have and what their particular strengths are.
All right, good. You know, there's some good competition around here. It's always fun to watch basketball from Dewey and some of the other schools, and I'm sure that when it comes down to some of the local tournaments, there's going to be some stiff competition, but you're going to try to get your team up to the task, right, Coach?
That's true.
All right, so good. Been working hard over at Dewey with the high school girls. Do you have any particular girls that you expect to be team leaders for you this year?
Well, team leaders-wise, I'm counting on our seniors to lead. We've got a core of juniors back that were sophomores last year that added a little bit to the team. But we're going to have to rely on seniors to step up and show our younger kids the way to do things.
All right. Who's helping you out as far as an assistant goes?
My assistant is Danielle Ray, and it is also her first year, and she's the head girls volleyball coach.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's good to have Coach Papen and Coach Ray now heading with the Dewey Bulldoggers, the Lady Bulldoggers, into this season of high school basketball. I know that folks around Dewey are excited. It's always a fun time to get out and watch some good high school basketball. So, Coach Papen, we welcome you to Dewey, and we expect to see some great basketball from the Lady Doggers over the next few years with you in charge there. Coach Jim Papen, thank you very much, and welcome to Dewey.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
COTA Communications Incorporated and Total CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers, too. Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. COTA Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
Fall has arrived, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has everything you need for a beautiful fall garden. From beautiful pansies to garden mums, all to add fresh color to the garden. New shipments of trees and shrubs have arrived. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nuwata Road, open 7 days a week.
Happy Thanksgiving from the United Family to yours. Enjoy the holiday with savings you'll be especially thankful for, and find unbelievable savings on your favorite items and in all departments. Here's just a few of the Thanksgiving holiday savings from United. Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Sliced Hams, whole or halves, just $1.99 a pound. Best Choice Canned Vegetables, 14.5 to 15.25 ounces, only 39 cents. Best Choice Sugar, 4 pounds, $1.99. And Best Choice All-Purpose or Self-Rising Flour, 5 pounds for 99 cents. Check out your United Supermarket Thanksgiving insert to find more great savings in every department throughout the store. This is the time to celebrate the Thanksgiving holidays with savings from United. Happy Thanksgiving from your neighborhood United Supermarkets.
Perfect Smile Dental Solutions encourages you to put off your family's dental needs. Perfect Smile wants you to put off that teeth whitening procedure you've been thinking about. Perfect Smile Dental Solutions suggests that you put off all your thoughts of going to the dentist. That's because Perfect Smile Dental Solutions is where you'll find Dr. Adam Putoff and his staff that can take care of your family's dental needs, be it routine checkups, whitening, crowns, fillings, or root canals. So call 918-333-6300 to make an appointment to put off a visit to the dentist. Dr. Adam Putoff, Perfect Smile Dental Solutions on the corner of Frank Phillips and Madison in Bartlesville.
And back as with Coach's Breakfast this year as we talk basketball with area high school basketball coaches on K1 1400 AM. I'm David Crawford along with Adam Hooper. We are joined by Mike Tupa from the Examiner Enterprise Coach's Breakfast this year with a list of sponsors that we'd like to mention for you. American Bank of Oklahoma and Ramona. Thank you very much for being supportive of the Coach's Breakfast this year. We appreciate that very much. And speaking of Ramona, special guest with us now down around the Caney Valley Way, huh, Coach? Coach Scott, welcome to Coach's Breakfast.
I appreciate y'all having me.
All right, you doing all right today?
Doing great, thank you.
All right,
you.
Good. Have you ordered yet? Been able to eat? Or?
We've got it ordered, but we haven't got it yet. We're
okay.
Waiting on it.
All right, good deal. Well, you're excited about the basketball season. I'm sure you haven't been on the court yet for the opening game, right? You open up this next Tuesday?
Tuesday at home against Copan, yes, sir.
All right, very good. How's it been going so far? You guys been on the court practicing?
We've been hitting it pretty hard. The kids have been working hard. And they're excited. They're ready to start playing some ball games.
It's exciting to go watch basketball. I know at Caney Valley, I went with Adam a couple of times last year to that tournament that you have down there, and that's a fun time.
Right. We hope so. We hope it's exciting for the fans.
All right. All right. So
certainly you got everybody coming back this year. And start off, I know your kid, Logan Scott, probably one of the top players returning here, and I know, and I just certainly love his game, and he gets better and better every year.
We have Logan back. Like I said, he is my kid, and he's a hard worker, and he does a real good job for us. He lays it on the line every night.
And I know that you got a lot of players. Caleb Kohlmeyer, another starter returning. They list him as 6'4", but I'll tell you what, he can play like 6'8" or 6'9". He can certainly jump.
He sure can. Last year we moved him inside a little bit more, and I think that benefited him as well as the team. And like I said, he's a long 6'4", blocks shots, good player.
Yeah, I was going to say, you play a lot on the perimeter side anyway. Certainly with his size, that will be a factor down low.
Right, right.
And some other players, Jared Brown, Kyle Knight, Jared War, all those players are returning. I know they made major contributions a year ago. Do you expect them to contribute again this year?
Yes, I sure do. A lot of the kids have hit the weight room over the summer, and they've gotten a little bigger and faster and stronger. And those kids that you mentioned, Jared and Kyle and the whole crew, they've gotten better. They really have. They've improved.
Coach, last year in the playoffs, made the area tournament for the first time in a long time. And I'll tell you what, that was an impressive win just to make the area tournament against a pretty talented Sperry ball club. End up watching that game, and I tell you what, the kids really played well in that.
Right, right. Hadn't been to the area in a long time. That was a nice accomplishment for the kids. And like I said, that was a good ball team. Sperry has a big kid in the Cole kid, and we played well. We did. Kids played hard. And that's one thing about this team. You know, they all play well together. They play as one, and they don't like to lose. I mean, they play hard every night.
I know it has to be one of your goals just to get deep in the playoffs this year.
Right. You know, and we've discussed it a little bit. You know, of course, we have win our conference. We'd like to win our conference, our tournament, eight-air tournament, and then advance to the state tournament in the playoffs. You know, we made it to the area, and we want to take that next step and make it to the state and win the gold ball. That's what it's about.
A brand-new conference this year, seeing some teams that you normally wouldn't see in the regular season. Nowata is in it, Oklahoma Union in that a conference. Chelsea is in it. You're very familiar with that program, and certainly there are going to be some teams that are they're going to be a little bit of tougher competition. But I know that you guys can handle it.
Oh yeah, we're looking forward to it. Like I tell the kids, you know, every night you better be ready to play, because on any given night you can win or you can lose, and we do play some good competition. We sure do.
I know after Copan, the following Tuesday at Nowata, and again, that's a team that, you know, lost a lot of seniors, but you expect a tough competition.
Oh, yeah. Every team on our schedule will be competitive. You know, I tell the kids, respect every team we play, you know, fear none. And that's kind of the attitude we have. We respect everybody that we play, but we're not scared of anyone. We'll play anybody, anywhere, at any time.
again, you're probably going to this year on the offense and defensive side, nothing really to change? And
no, it's worked for us in the past. We like to rebound and run. That's kind of our motto, you know, push the ball. We'll press here and there, and we want an up-tempo game. We like to extend the game. We don't want a short game. We want a long game, and we do that pretty well. Shoot the ball pretty good.
Mike, you have anything?
Hey, Coach Scott, you know, two guys on your team. I like to – the two Jareds, Jared Ward and Jared Brown, I like to call them Thunder and Lightning. And when you talk about your up-tempo game, it seems like those guys are just always going up and down the court and getting layups and stuff like that. You know, what? How much does that help you guys, or what the added dimension does that give to you guys?
Well, that's their role. We like to rebound, get the ball out to Logan, and he makes things happen. He'll find the open guy, and we put Jared and Jared on the wings, and we tell them to run their lanes, and we like to rebound and push the basketball. Logan does a real good job moving the ball. You know, a lot of times people think because he scores a lot of points that he's just a scorer, but he dishes the ball a lot, and he does other things well. I mean, last year he led us in several categories, you know, assists, scoring. Some games he'd lead us in rebounding, you know, steals. You know, he's a hard worker. He really is. He earns everything that he gets. Nothing is given to him, even though he's the coach's kid. A lot of people think, oh, he's coach's kid. You know how that is. It's given to him, but he earns it, trust me. He busts his rear every day in practice, and he spends hours and hours on his own practicing. He sure does.
Just one other question. We were talking about Chelsea. Adam mentioned that you're very familiar, and obviously your brother-in-law is a coach there, and you guys have had some wars in there. What do you look forward most to playing Chelsea every year, and in what is there a little bit of reservation in terms of playing somebody who you're so close to as the opposing coach?
We enjoy it. We enjoy the competition. The kids enjoy it. Chris used to help me. He was one of my assistants, and we enjoy it. It's a competitive game. He doesn't want to lose, that being Chris, and I don't want to lose. So when we step on the floor, we're brother-in-laws, but he's the enemy. You know, we're trying to take him down, him and his team, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, you might share a Thanksgiving meal together next week or something, but yeah.
That's right. That's right.
But that's where, on the court, it's a different story.
Exactly. Exactly. When you step in between the lines, you're there to win.
I've seen the two brother-in-laws battling out in the past, and I tell you what, yeah, they have to put the brother-in-law love behind them because they want to compete. They want to win.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He wants to win just as bad as I want to win.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you coming out here today, and I'm going to be seeing you more often now that, of course, Nowata is in the conference. But, hey, best of luck to you, and we'll see you down the road.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, Coach Donnie Scott with Caney Valley. And so interesting to find out what the Trojans are going to have on the court this year. So it'll be a fun year, as it always is, to watch Caney Valley play some basketball. Thanks again, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Adam, who do we want to – I see we've got Coach Joe Gilbert in the house from the Barnstall Panthers, Tim Bark from the Bartlesville Bruins, Glenn Haas from over at Nowata, Keith Worsey from Wesleyan Christian. We probably ought to get – who do you want next?
Lance Knight just arrived.
Lance Knight, yes.
And Chelsea, just arrived. I'll let you pick.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll get Keith Worsick's been here for a while, so we'll get him from Wesleyan Christian High School coming over here in just a minute and chat with him. But we'll go ahead and take another time out. This is your Coach's Breakfast, and we originate downtown Bartlesville at the Hilton Garden Inn at the Great American Grill.
Hilton Communications Incorporated and Hotel CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers, too. Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. Total Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
This is Scott Ducharme, president of Performance Operating Company of Barnstall, Oklahoma. We are an independent oil and gas company with over 100 employees, all of whom raised their families and live here in Osage and Washington counties. It is and has been our mission to find and produce domestic oil and natural gas here in America, where the royalties, gross production taxes, and jobs stay here in Oklahoma. With over 700 producing oil and gas wells, we have staked our future to help America maintain its ability to produce domestic energy reserves. As a country, we have nothing to fear in the future. Be it a major energy company or a company as small as Performance Operating, our nation will be supplied with its energy needs. We would like to thank all of the area landowners and royalty owners whom we work with on a daily basis for the patience and consideration they give us as we endeavor to drill new wells and continue producing our existing wells.
At American Bank in Ramona, we make banking special and personal for you, the customer. We provide one of the highest levels of banking satisfaction. With our one-on-one personal banking service, we make sure we are there for you for all of your personal and business banking needs. Stop by American Bank in Ramona and ask us about our great CD rate specials and our competitive loan rates. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy Thanksgiving from the United family to yours. Enjoy the holiday with savings you'll be especially thankful for and find unbelievable savings on your favorite items and in all departments. Here's just a few of the Thanksgiving holiday savings from United. Kraft Original Mayo or Regular or Light Miracle Whip, 30 ounces, $2.99. Tropicana Orange Juice, 59 ounces, just $2.88. Kraft Shredded or Chunk Cheese, 4.5 to 9 ounces, 2 for a low $4. And Rhodes Dinner Rolls, 16.5 to 48 ounces, 2 for $7. Check out your United Supermarket Thanksgiving insert to find more great savings in every department throughout the store. This is the time to celebrate the Thanksgiving holidays with savings from United. Happy Thanksgiving from your neighborhood United Supermarkets.
When you're thinking of buying or selling real estate, call Brenda Pierce at the Pierce Group Realty. The Pierce Group, since 1979. This is KWON Bartlesville.
And welcome back to Coach's Breakfast. We do it annually, and we are downtown Bartlesville at the Great American Grill, the Hilton Garden Inn. We are joined now by head coach of Wesleyan Christian High School girls team, Keith Wersick, first year head coach at the helm out for the Lady Mustangs. How are you doing today, Coach Wersick?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. Doing good.
Appreciate you having me, and thanks for the breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying it.
Did you get plenty?
I got probably too much.
Hey, you know, breakfast is good. Breakfast is always good, right?
Yeah, but thanks for having me out here. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you have opened up your season. You have a game under your belt and a win for the Lady Mustangs. The other night played against Dove Science out of, I believe they're out of the Tulsa area, correct?
Tulsa, yeah, that is correct. Dove Science Academy. And found out they are a charter school from just a few years ago. So, it was good to get the first win under the belt, and it was a good game. Our part, it was a good game.
Well, for on your part, now the thing is, obviously Dove was outmatched from the get go. You guys won the game, and we'll go ahead and give the score 70-0 was the score. You know, on the positive side of that, and yes, there's a part of you that says, "Oh, those poor Dove Science girls just couldn't play this game for anything." But
right.
On the positive side, you guys seem like you executed quite well, and very impressed with a couple of your players. Maddie was out. That Maddie scored a lot of points and has a good inside game, of course, out there, doesn't she?
Yeah, Maddie Songer, she's a junior for us, and she's a great post player. She has soft hands for her size. It's tough to find post players that big that have soft hands. And so if you just get her the ball, she can get it up and she can get it in the bucket, and she played really well. And I believe she had 10 field goals, and I think she only missed 4 shots.
Yeah.
And which she, she has improved so much just in the time I've seen her. But she's going to be a good player for us this year, and it's going to be fun to watch her maturation. And like I said, she's only a junior, so I've got her again next year, and she'll do big things for us. We're expecting a lot out of her.
All right. I have to ask you, as a coach, and you guys in the first quarter the other night, and you're ahead 29-0, you really don't want to pick 5 girls off your bench and say, hey, go out there, but don't play. Don't
right.
play.
So, right.
I mean, how do you I mean, you're obviously going to blow these girls out. 70-0 the final score. As a coach, how do you handle something like
well,
that?
Well, it was one of those things that, and I kept telling my assistant this, I go, this is the worst game to coach because no matter what I do, I'm going to be wrong. if we score, well, then we're running up the score. If we don't play hard, then I feel like I'm selling the girls that play hard and practice every day. I feel like I'm selling them short because, you know, I don't want to – they play hard. They deserve a little time, but I don't want to go in there and just say, hold the ball. And yeah, so I wanted them to play hard. I didn't want to score that much, I'll tell you that. But we did want to work on defense. We've been stressing defense since day one. And so you know, the score didn't mean as much to me as the defense is what I was looking for. And that's really what we had stressed the entire time, even since the beginning of the game. We were stressing defense the whole way.
Yeah. Well, tell us about some of your other team leaders. You know, we've talked a little bit about Maddie, and I know you've got some good quickness out there. Some of your guards have some good quickness to them.
We have we have 20 girls this year. From what I'm told, this is the most girls I've had in a season, which is great. But 9 of them are freshmen, so wow. we have a very young team. We do have 4 seniors. 3 of them will get a lot of time. One, it's her very first year, and she just joined the military, and so I think she's here for the conditioning aspect. And my goodness, she just runs all day and never seems to get tired, which is great. She really makes our girls work. And so we have 3 seniors: Susanna Boomer, Haley Thomas, and Krista Gimlin. And Susanna is going to be our kind of our utility. You tell her to go play post, she'll go do that. You tell her to go play the wing, she'll do that. And she's going to be very key for us. She's long and athletic, which those are the type of players I like. They kind of remind me of myself back when I tried to play back in the day. Just the unathletic part is what I was. But
I thought you were saying you kind
of. No, I wasn't
like
the athletic part, but so she'll be very good for us. And then my 2 guards. Haley Thomas and Krista Gimlin, and man, I like them. They are just, especially Krista, just scrappy. And she doesn't care who you are, how big you are, what you are. She'll get in your face, and she's going to play some defense on you. And Haley's kind of our steady hand with the team. She's a great team leader, keeps everybody in check. And this is her very first year with Wesleyan Christian. She's came from Houston. Her father's with ConocoPhillips, so transferred in. And it's one of these things, you know, it's my first year, but some of these seniors, I love these seniors. I couldn't have asked for a better senior class. And then we've got a couple of juniors that are play. Our other starters, Maddie Songer, that we mentioned earlier, our post player, and our other wing is Misty Stewart, who will get lots of time too. And then I've got another junior. She cannot play due to the OSSAA rules. She cannot play until January. Uh-huh. So she'll be getting lots of time. And then I've got some freshmen that are going to get lots of time as well. So I'm excited about this team. We've got a lot of depth. As you saw that the other night, we can. I feel confident playing all 20 girls. So it's going to be a fun season. And, we'll see what happens. You want to just keep improving, but I don't know if our defense can get much better, can it? From the last game?
Shutout. Basketball, that's pretty good. So you mentioned your assistant. Tell us about your assistant. Who's helping you out this year?
My assistant is Alina Gimlin. And I tell you what, I couldn't have asked for a better assistant. I met her very first day of practice, and she just does everything for me. Which is great because she is the opposite of my persona, which is great for the girls because I'm the loud, intense coach, and she's the real laid back, and it's easy to talk to her, and she's just a fabulous assistant. You know, no matter what I say, hey, can you get this done? Can you do this? I mean, it's done before I can even finish my sentence. And
yeah,
and her daughter is Krista Gimlin, the senior, who is our feisty senior and a heck of a player at that. And and she played college ball as well, and her my assistant Alina did. And so and she was one of those that she said she played played post growing up, but then, you know, the more you keep moving up the ranks, she started playing guard. So she knows the guard position, she knows the post positions. So I couldn't have asked for a better assistant, and I'm so excited to have her. Yeah. I couldn't stress that enough, that I just love having her on the team, and she's helped us out. You know, by the way, she was sick the other night for our game, lost her voice.
Yeah.
So she's not a yeller and screamer anyways, but it was hard for us sitting next to each other to, what was that? What did you say?
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm excited.
Who's your toughest competition?
Well, I'm hearing about Blue Jacket this year, that they're ranked 14th in Class B, and so I'm hearing they're pretty good. And conference-wise, though, we have South Coffeyville, who they played Dove Science last night, and a little bit closer game, but I hear they match up with us great. They've got a big post player as well, and they've got some shooters, so we're going to have to play hard against them and hit our shots. If we don't, it's going to be a long night, but that'll definitely be one of our better conference games. And we play Schuyler coming up. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, yeah, my schedule, but it'll be fun. I mean, I can't think of who else is in on our schedule right now. I'm just trying to focus. Next game is Schuyler, and that's all I know coming up.
There you go. Well, that's good on the coach's part. You're just focusing on the next game, huh? Let's pass the microphone over to Mike Tupa with the Examiner Enterprise and let him ask you a question.
Yeah, Coach, I was there the other night, you know, for your game, and what a unique situation. And people probably don't know that you didn't play your starters, you know, at all in the second half, and you only played your second string for a little bit. I was curious toward the end, and I thought you guys gave them a chance to score. It wasn't like you were holding the ball. How important were you down this last 3 or 4 or 5 minutes? Were you thinking about, oh, this would be neat to get this shut out? Was that on your mind, or I was just curious?
It was, you know, to say that it wasn't on my mind would probably be a lie, but the defensive fundamentals is what we were really wanting to work on. As far as we went man-to-man a few times, you want to see help defense, you want to see some of those things. We went to a zone, and so I wasn't really looking so much at the score, but I was looking, okay, is the wing player in the right position? Is the post player going where she needs to go? So my defensive matchup, and that's what we had focused on all game long. So even when we had our players come in the third and fourth quarter, I was still wanting the same thing out of them that I wanted the girls who started the game. I wanted defensive pressure, defensive intensity, and I want them to get in the right spots. I didn't want a lapse in defense, but that's what we were focused on the entire game, start to finish, was our defense.
You know, WCS girls have had kind of some coaching, a little bit coaching carousel here the last few years. How important is for you to give these girls a sense of stability? I mean, I'm not saying that you're committing to be there for a bunch of years, but in terms of letting know that, you know, that you're solid, that you know what you're doing, and that you're going to be behind them at least this year and hopefully more.
That's a very good question, actually. And it's one of those things, too, where you could tell that they've had a lot of different coaches in a lot of years, because some of the skill levels are different. Some are a little more talented than the others skill-wise. But from the very first day, we had to work on absolute basics, layups, which leg, which arm to use, a fundamental pass. And so and then it's really trying to get some of the girls caught up to the other girls who, if this is their first year to play, you know, they haven't been taught those things. And the stability-wise, it was very key. And, you know, I'm one of those that I like to see the growth. And like I said, I have 9 freshmen this year. If they continue to keep maturing and keep playing hard, they're gonna be really good here in a few years. And so, I mean, if they'll have me back next year, I'd love to be back.
All right, very good. If you happen to know, did you have anything else, Mike? Okay, all right. If you happen to know Coach Wersik out at Wesleyan Christian High School, ask him someday if he's ever had somebody with the likes of Toby Keith buy him a pair of sneakers. He's got an interesting story about that I've heard before. So ask him about his days with Kelvin Sampson and Toby Keith, and if he ever got a pair of sneakers.
Maybe that's where I get my defense, right? I want to play defense all the time, Coach Sampson.
One of the few men. Well, it's the only man that I know that can tell you, yeah, Toby Keith bought me some sneakers.
Wow.
So, but anyway, interesting story. Thank you, Coach Wersik. We appreciate
it, guys.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing him play some more basketball, leading his team, the Lady Mustangs, out at Wesleyan Christian High School. We'll take a timeout, Adam, Mike, and we'll come back. We'll grab Coach Joe Gilbert from the Barnstall Lady Panthers here in just a minute. This is your Coach's Breakfast. We originate from downtown Bartlesville at the Great American Grill, the Hilton Garden Inn, open for breakfast right now.
At Total Communications at Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2200.
Crude oil is a big part of our local economy. Gathering oil can be challenging at times. Coffeyville Resources pays competitive prices for our crude oil, and with a fleet of trucks, Coffeyville can gather crude oil anytime. Local people gathering local producers' crude oil all over Kansas and Oklahoma. That's the Coffeyville Resources way. Service when you need them.
At Keystone Beard Equipment Company, you'll find they carry all the oil field equipment you'll ever need. Pipes, valves, pumps, plus they repair pumps. So whether old pump number 9 isn't working right or just needs repaired or maybe needs to be retired, Keystone Beard Equipment Company in Dewey can repair your pump or put a new one in its place. See the folks at Keystone Beard Equipment Company on 9th and Osage in Dewey for all your oil field equipment repairs and supplies.
The First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, will be presenting The Living Christmas Tree, Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m., Saturday, December 17th at 3 p.m., and Sunday, December 18th at 7 p.m. The doors to the Worship Center, located at 5th and Osage in downtown Bartlesville, will open 1 hour before each performance. This family Christmas concert, free to the public, is a gift to the community. The Living Christmas Tree stands 36 feet tall and will be adorned with thousands of lights, 100 singers, and over 3,000 feet of Black Forest greenery, accompanied by orchestra. Come celebrate Christmas at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville.
This is Scott Ducharme, President of Performance Operating Company of Barnstall, Oklahoma. We are an independent oil and gas company with over 100 employees, all of whom raise their families and live here in Osage and Washington counties. It is and has been our mission to find and produce domestic oil and natural gas here in America, where the royalties, gross production taxes, and jobs stay here in Oklahoma. With over 700 producing oil and gas wells, we have staked our future to help America maintain its ability to produce domestic energy reserves. As a country, we have nothing to fear in the future. Be it a major energy company or a company as small as Performance Operating, our nation will be supplied with its energy needs. We would like to thank all of the area landowners and royalty owners whom we work with on a daily basis for the patience and consideration they give us as we endeavor to drill new wells and continue producing our existing wells.
And back to the basketball coach's breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn.
All right, Mike, and thank you very much as we broadcast live this morning. Good morning to you. I'm David Crawford along with Adam Hooper. We have Mike Tupa also with the Examiner Enterprise with us this morning, and we are going to talk basketball now with Coach Joe Gilbert from Barnsdall and the Lady Panthers. Good morning, Coach Gilbert. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine. Thank you.
All right, very good. Did you get you some breakfast yet? You already?
No, I didn't get any breakfast.
well, we'll get you taken care of.
I'm going to get dinner here.
All right. Yeah. Might as well. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, always at the Great American Grill, Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Bartlesville. Always good food here available. So, Barnstall Lady Panthers, now when are you opening up the season?
We open up Monday night.
Okay.
Shidler comes to Barnstall. And then on Tuesday night, we go to Sperry.
All right. So, you're not Thanksgiving week, a busy week for you then.
It is.
Yeah. And then you get a little bit of time off, I guess, for the holiday.
Yes. We open back up then on the following Tuesday with Glencoe at home. Right. Then we have Pawhuska on the following Friday. Unless these Pawhuska boys keep playing football, you know, and they'll probably be canceled.
How about that? They did well last night.
They sure did.
Yeah. Pawhuska and Owosso still. How about that Owosso game? 4 overtimes
right.
Against Midwest City.
That's a bunch of overtimes, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, a whole bunch of overtimes. Interesting football games. Yeah, the Huskies still in it, Pawhuska. So good luck to the Pawhuska Huskies. Let's talk a little bit about Lady Panther basketball now and tell us about some of your team members who you expect to step up and be leaders for you this year.
Well, I have quite a bit of experience back, but we're real small, you know, and that's kind of a problem there. But I have probably 6 or 7 different kids that started at one time or another last year. Only have one senior, Carly Cassidy, and she started last year. She had to miss the playoffs because she was real sick. And I could have moved to the next round in the playoffs if I'd had her, I felt like, because she's probably my best shooter and my best scorer. Then I have Mackenzie Calden, a junior, that played a lot last year that's been looking pretty good so far this year. And then I have some sophomores that started last year, freshmen. I have Lakeisha LaFleur, a left-handed girl. It's about, she's probably in a 5'5", 5'6", category that drives to the hole real well and is a good passer and a good shooter. And I have Brandy Gay, a sophomore that started last year. She's real quick and plays out in front for me. And I have another sophomore, Corey Hatfield, that started last year at times. And then I have a girl named Sadie Haynes that played quite a bit last year that's a junior. And I have another sophomore, Courtney Swift, that played some last year.
All right. So
I have quite a few girls that have experience, but we haven't grown any.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
All right. Well, what about the quickness?
We're pretty quick. Yeah. We're going to have to, you know, if we let people get the ball inside, we suffer. We scrimmaged Dewey the other day, you know, and they're pretty good sized kids, and we had a little trouble inside keeping them from getting the ball in there, you know. But we're going to have to sure run a full court press all the time, you know, to try to keep them from penetrating the ball on us.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard for us to chug stuff back around the block in there when you're so short, you know. But we do have decent quickness. Kids all have good attitudes. They work hard every day. I have a real good group of kids to work with.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy working with them every day.
All right. So now, would that be the emphasis of your defense is pressure defense? Will you start from the first quarter pressing?
Right. We have to be in good shape, and right now we're in pretty good shape. I have an assistant, Lauren Garnett, that helps me, and I tell her each day at the end of practice, it's your job to get these girls in shape.
Yeah.
So she's been doing a good job getting them in shape.
All right, good. It'll be an exciting year for the Lady Panthers over Barnstall. As a coach, you have to like the fact that you talked about your experience, but you mentioned a lot of sophomores and juniors, so you have a young experience.
Right, we only have one senior. You know, the future's looking up in Barnstall in girls basketball because we have a real good eighth-grade group, as good an eighth-grade group as you're ever going to find. And they'll be moving in, you know, and they come up and take shot practice once in a while, you know, and I kind of practice a little with us. And,
uh-huh.
Boy, they don't back down, nothing.
All right.
And then I have a couple other girls that was out last year. Amy Sappington, a junior, a small guard out in front that's improved a lot. And I have a left-handed forward, Kaylin McCabe, that was out last year also, and she's improved quite a bit. So I think I have like 9 girls back that were out last year.
All right. Sounds good. It'll be exciting to go watch some Lady Panther basketball. Of course, when you do that, you go to the Joe Gilbert Fieldhouse there in Barnstall to watch that. Mike Tupin, do you have any questions for Coach Gilbert with Barnstall?
Yeah. Coach, who will be your post players? You know, who are you looking to? I know you don't have much heights, but who will play low for you, or are you going to kind of just shuttle girls in and out, play some man defense, that kind of thing?
I have Mackenzie Calden that's running inside for me, and then I have Courtney Swift that's running some inside for me, and we're starting to run a lot of shuffle stuff where that we really have no set post in there. And we've started doing that quite a bit. But Mackenzie Calden right now is our number one post girl. She's probably, oh, I'd say she's in a 5-6 category.
All right. All right, anything else? All right, very good. Well, we want to say thanks to Joe Gilbert, head coach of the Barnesdale Lady Panthers, opening up on Monday night and then games on Tuesday night as well. So a busy week next week during the holiday, and we do wish you happy Thanksgiving, Coach Gilbert. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Well, the same to y'all, and you guys do a great job on the radio and Mike in the newspaper, and y'all give us quite a bit of coverage over there, you know, and we sure appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate the kind words.
And I appreciate coming over and getting this free meal.
All right.
Boy, can't beat that.
How's Mrs. Gilbert?
She's fine.
All right, good.
She'll work for me all winter.
I know.
Trying to help us make a buck.
All right. All right, Joe Gilbert, Barnesdale Lady Panthers, thank you so much. Enjoy your breakfast here this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Coach's breakfast taking place this morning downtown Bartlesville at the Hilton Garden Inn. The Great American Grill, breakfast, lunch, and dinner available here. Always fun to talk to Coach Gilbert, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You two go back a while.
Well, you know, I was raised in Barnesdale, and I was, a little junior high football and some baseball for Coach Gilbert over in Barnesdale. So, yeah, he's been there. He's a legend.
He's been there a long time.
Yeah.
That's
I don't want to say how long. I mean, I don't want to say when I played. That gives away my age then. So.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
But he's been there a while.
That's right. You know what? But he coached my older brothers too, so, you know.
Well, that's right. He did.
Yeah, he did.
He coached all your family.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Hey, we're going to try and get Glenn Hass over here at Nowata.
Okay.
I guess up next.
Let's take a time out. This is your Coach's Breakfast. We broadcast live in downtown Bartlesville at the Great American Grill, the Hilton Garden Inn.
This is Scott Ducharme, president of Performance Operating Company of Barnstall, Oklahoma. We are an independent oil and gas company with over 100 employees, all of whom raise their families and live here in Osage and Washington counties. It is and has been our mission to find and produce domestic oil and natural gas here in America, where the royalties, gross production taxes, and jobs stay here in Oklahoma. With over 700 producing oil and gas wells, we have staked our future to help America maintain its ability to produce domestic energy reserves. As a country, we have nothing to fear in the future. Be it a major energy company or a company as small as Performance Operating, our nation will be supplied with its energy needs. We would like to thank all of the area landowners and royalty owners whom we work with on a daily basis for the patience and consideration they give us as we endeavor to drill new wells and continue producing our existing wells.
Perfect Smile Dental Solutions encourages you to put off your family's dental needs. Perfect Smile wants you to put off that teeth whitening procedure you've been thinking about. Perfect Smile Dental Solutions suggests that you put off all your thoughts of going to the dentist. That's because Perfect Smile Dental Solutions is where you'll find Dr. Adam Putoff and his staff that can take care of your family's dental needs, be it routine checkups, whitening, crowns, fillings, or root canals. So call 918-333-6300 to make an appointment to put off a visit to the dentist. Dr. Adam Putoff, Perfect Smile Dental Solutions on the corner of Frank Phillips and Madison in Bartlesville.
At Total Communications at Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2200.
And now let's go back to our high school basketball coaches breakfast, Hilton Garden Inn. Here's David.
All right, thank you very much, Mike Sutter. Yes, as we are broadcasting live downtown Bartlesville, the Great American Grill at the Hilton Garden Inn. I'm David Crawford along with Adam Hooper, Mike Tupa from the Examiner Enterprise, and Glenn Haas, the head coach. Know what, a Lady Ironman has joined us now this morning. We were just sitting here and talking and comparing hospitality rooms when we go to various gymnasiums.
You can
tell what we're thinking about this morning is where's the best food and the best hospitality rooms. We were talking about that hospitality at Caney Valley during their big tournament. We had good hospitality last night with Bartlesville down at Tulsa Webster, so always fun to compare those sort of things. But this morning we want to talk about some basketball, do we not?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We got Glenn Haas, the head coach of the Nowata Lady Ironmen, joining us. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
How's it going, Adam, David? Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, and certainly there's a lot of excitement this year for Lady Ironmen basketball program, and the one thing, you got everybody back from a year ago.
Got everybody back, and the expectations are high. The girls have really been working hard. We worked hard all summer, and the payoff is getting ready to happen.
Last year, I think probably one of the best seasons that Lady Ironmen have quite a number of years, 9-13 record, but those nine wins certainly is a step towards greatness for Nowata Ironmen.
Well, absolutely. It's the best record in 12 years, actually, to be exact. I'm doing a history of the girls' basketball program, actually, but those nine, we're in a tough league, and we just switched out of that league, but we took third in that league, by the way, and that was a big move upward. We did get pounded on a little bit, but we're changing leagues, and the playing field is getting ready to be a little more level for us.
Yeah, and we mentioned this to Donnie Scott, the head coach of Caney Valley, that, in a new conference, a conference that you're able to compete with, and that's what's good about that.
Absolutely, and I'm not taking anything away from those guys, because it's going to be tough as nails to compete. And it ought to be really interesting to see just how we do fit in with that group, because it's going to be a hard-fought battle to win that league. So that's our expectation, though.
I know you open up Tuesday against Oklahoma Union, a team that went to the 2A state tournament a year ago. What a way to start out the year, but also it seems like it's going to start up being a county-wide or a county rival, I guess you want to call it that.
Well, I think it's a natural rivalry. They've been a rival for a long, long time. We just haven't played for a long time. I really don't like to open up with somebody like that, a proven program like Coach Lampkin has. And I'd rather start off a little easier, but I don't know who's doing the scheduling at our place, but I need to talk to that.
Is that your assistant, I guess?
That's Coach Hewitt. Is the AD. He's taking care of scheduling, and actually that schedule was taken care of actually about 8 months ago. So anyway, we're going to take it as it comes, and it's going to be a knockdown dragout, I guarantee you.
You got some players, as we mentioned, everybody coming back. The two players that I think probably the best athletic players you have, Keandra Berry and Jordan Hill, and those two young ladies, boy, they like to run the floor.
They do. We had actually in the Verdigris Valley League that we were in, we had four girls that were mentioned as all-league. Sammy Ketchum and Caitlin Boltinghouse and Jordan Hill and Kyandra Berry. And I was amazed just that we got the respect that we did. And they're going to run the floor. We have been running miles and miles and miles. We don't intend to get tired. Conditioning is not going to be a problem, but we also have to do that under control, which those guys tend to get out of control a little bit. But they're going to be up and down the floor.
You mentioned the other two players, Caitlin Boltinghouse and Sammy Ketchum, two of your returners from a year ago. Caitlin likes to shoot the threes, but Sammy Ketchum just loves to pound down low.
Well, our offense goes through those posts. In fact, Jordan Hill is working post also now. She can go outside or inside, but Caitlin's going to be much improved. She spent a lot of time working on her shot. She's going to be money. She's going to score a lot of points for us, which is going to open up the inside. And, yeah, Sammy is a pounder inside. She's actually been working on her threes, and I told her that as long as she hits them, you know, that's not going to be a problem. But if she misses them, she gets to go sit down. So,
I've seen her when you pull her out of the game. She doesn't like to sit down on that bench.
I'd like to leave her in there, but yeah. She gets in foul trouble a little bit, and she gets turnovers. That's just part of the game.
Yeah. Hannah Allen is another post player that you've got there. And what kind of expectation do you see on her this year?
Well, Hannah is solid as a rock. She does kind of a journeyman's work. She doesn't get a lot of recognition, but she's been a two-year starter, and she is going to complement Sammy Ketchum down low. And, in fact, she's going to have to take some pressure off of Sammy. But Hannah is going to be solid as far as starting. We'll see where that goes during the season.
Do you see Hannah and Sammy on the floor at the same time?
Oh yes, no question about it. And we've got a third post. We're blessed with that. Katie Bell, a six-footer, that's had a knee problem for a couple years. She has really come on, and we've really got three big girls in there. So it's going to give us a lot of fouls in the game.
Yeah, I was going to mention Katie Bell. She had that knee injury. How's that? Is she getting stronger now?
She's rehabbed that for a long time, and I think she is limited. She's not 100%, but she's playing and can get up and down the floor. I want her to be more offensive-minded, but she is going to be a big help. Big help.
What I know last year, 9 wins. And I'm certainly the goal for this year to get more wins and go deeper in the playoffs. Is that, or do you take it one game at a time?
Well, our expectation is to go to the state tournament. I'll just be right up front with you. That's where we want to be.
And as we mentioned, you know, you look at the schedule and new conference this year, Oklahoma Union in it, Caney Valley's in it, Chelsea is in the conference again. So, again, this is a league that you guys are familiar. You can play with it.
We have the ability to win that league, but those schools you just mentioned are going to have a lot to say about it. So, we'll see.
Mike, you have anything? Okay, go ahead. Mike Tupa, the examiner, has a question for you.
Coach, you know, for many years, like you mentioned, and Adam mentioned, you know, Nowata had won one, two games a year. What has been, if you can condense it down, what do you think has been the main key to the turnaround here to where you guys are 9 wins and now have a realistic goal of making state?
Well, that's a lot of people are watching what you're asking about. I think the consistency of having the same coach is not necessarily the key. But I think the key is getting a core of young girls. My seniors are, I've got 5 seniors, and this is my 4th year with them. And getting a core of girls that will buy into what you're trying to do. Because I work them very hard. I have high expectations whether we win 2 games or you know, whatever's going to happen this year. But to get the girls to buy in and to do what you ask them to do, and they have bought in. And we've driven all over the place during the summer and play summer league, to go to team camps, individual workouts every other day. They've bought into it, and that's the key. I'm not going to go anywhere. I think they feel comfortable with that. I'll stay there till they don't want me there anymore. And I hope that this causes a ripple effect. I think we've got the middle school program going. Coach Hewitt handles that. And I think things are growing at Nowata, and we're going to do nothing but get stronger and stronger.
Yeah, Coach, I this is my sixth year covering Nowata sports, and I will say I am more excited this year to see Lady Ironman basketball than I ever have before, because with this experience coming and with you helping out, you and Coach Hewitt helping on the bench, getting these girls the experience, and they have improved, and I will say probably since, as you mentioned, when they were freshmen, they have improved a lot.
I don't want to leave out Sam Minch. She's the fifth senior, not as experienced. She can sure hit the three if she's wide open, and she's going to contribute a little bit.
All right. Exciting times. Exciting basketball for the Lady Ironman in Nowata. And as you heard from Coach Hass, expectations are at the state tournament. So
yeah,
that's going to be a thrill, and it'll be a good basketball, and the intensity level will be there. And if you want to enjoy some Nowata Lady Ironman basketball, it certainly would be a good year to do that. Glenn Hass, thank you very much. And thanks for the information, too, about developing the younger talent. I think a lot of coaches can learn from that, get involved in those younger girls and their school system and developing that younger talent to have a good strong program for years to come, year after year. So we appreciate the information.
Thanks guys, and I appreciate it, and we'll see you later.
All right,
we'll look forward to working with you this year, coach
Glenn Hass. Thank you very much. We appreciate it so much. All right, good luck to you, and as you said, Lady Ironman expectations are the state tournament. No beating around the bush about it. That's what he expects.
Yeah, and he's right, and the Lady Ironman have been down for a number of years, but I'll tell you what. Again, I'm pumped up about this team. This team has worked hard, like he said, throughout the summer, through camps, and through preseason. And let's see what they can do. And they open up this Tuesday. They host Oklahoma Union. That's a tough opponent.
Uh-huh.
Their expectations, I'm sure, going to the state tournament like they did a year ago. So exciting times right now at Nowata.
All right. We'll take another time out. Your coach's breakfast originating downtown Bartlesville at the Hilton Garden Inn, the Great American Grill. When we come back, we'll talk to Tim Bart, head coach of the guys at Bartlesville High School after their opening night win last night at Tulsa Webster. So Coach Bart coming up on Coach's Breakfast on K-1.
At ConocoPhillips, we believe we're defined by what we pass on. That's why ConocoPhillips is working with Rebuilding Together to help homes and communities across our country become energy efficient, teaching our children the importance of giving back, making better use of our energy supplies, so we can pass on what matters to the ones who matter most. ConocoPhillips, energy for tomorrow.
If you're thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bath, then come see the high-quality product of the Corey Custom Marble Kitchen and Bath. Visit them at their new showroom, same location, where they showcase many varieties and styles of kitchen countertops featuring Meganite 100% acrylic solid surface, as well as bathroom vanity tops, whirlpool tubs, and showers manufactured from cultured marble. Whether it's new construction or remodeling, the Corey Custom Marble Kitchen and Bath has what you're looking for. Visit them at 2001 North Osage in Dewey or call 534-2120 today.
What's the best wedding advice we got?
Oh, buying a renter's policy from Shelter Insurance that my dad suggested.
Yeah, it covers all our stuff. Furniture, clothes, computers, TV.
Even my wedding ring.
Yeah.
And it helps protect us from liability losses that could run hundreds of thousands of dollars.
All for about $12 a month.
Yeah. Dad's sure gotten smarter as I've gotten older.
For a free insurance review, contact Shelter Insurance Agent Ben Rainey.
Happy Thanksgiving from the United Family to yours. Enjoy the holiday with savings you'll be especially thankful for, and find unbelievable savings on your favorite items and in all departments. Here's just a few of the Thanksgiving holiday savings from United. Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Sliced Hams, whole or halves, just $1.99 a pound. Philadelphia Cream Cheese, 8 ounces, 4 for only $5. Best Choice All-Purpose or Self-Rising Flour, 5 pounds, just 99 cents. And Best Choice Butter, 16 ounces, a low $1.99. Check out your United Supermarket Thanksgiving insert to find more great savings in every department throughout the store. This is the time to celebrate the Thanksgiving holidays with savings from United. Happy Thanksgiving from your neighborhood United Supermarkets.
And back to the Great American Grill at the Hilton Garden Inn for high school basketball coaches breakfast. Here's
Fly
David.
Wear hats. And Michael will have a camera.
Thank you very much, Mike Saunders. We broadcast live this morning. Yes, our annual coaches breakfast. And right now we are going to be joined by Tim Bart, the athletic director at Bartlesville High School, and also the head basketball coach for the men's team at Bartlesville High School. Opening night last night at Tulsa Webster, and a big win for the Bruins, 69-32 over Tulsa Webster. And I want to ask you, first of all, before we get into some of the performances last night, your thoughts. Richard Courtney rolled his ankle in that game last night and had to come out of the game. What is the status there on Richard this morning?
Oh, I think he'll be fine. I think just kind of tweaked it a little bit. I don't think that it's anything major, but, you know, he iced it. We iced it. Alan looked at it and thought he'd be fine. He'll just take a couple of days.
All right. He's got until December 2nd, huh, to get ready for the next game against Owosso.
Yes. You know, you get a lot of nicks and basketball, you know, ankle injuries are our worst fear. And so Ramon rode one like Monday, and then Jacob did it on Wednesday, and now Richard. So, but we'll get them all healthy, and we've got a little time now till December 2nd, like you said.
All right. Well, good. Congratulations on your opening night win last night. You guys started off great in the basketball game and big performance early when you look at like a 9-point first quarter and a 17-point first half for Quentin Smith. He started off great last night, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought Quentin was very good. And it was good because we could rotate him. He's playing the kind of the three guard for us. And we got to rotate him inside at the four or the forward position, so that was good for him. But, you know, those type of games are hard. Scoring become really easy, and we could have got a lot of runouts and just throw it deep every time because our defense was really good. Our defense started our offense, but we don't really gain anything by doing that. So we wanted to work on some offense and work on our handle their pressure, their half-court traps they were trying to do. And so we wanted to use that as a learning experience instead of just trying to score 100 points. But the kids really stayed focused. I'm really proud of the intensity early, their attention to detail, and then they kept focused the entire game. It never got really sloppy. They always still tried to run our you know, kind of the system, but we let them run out whenever. Of course, if we stole it at half court, we worked on some transition buckets. But really proud of Q, and I was really proud of the entire team. I thought it was just a really outstanding, outstanding effort last night.
Obviously, team leader for you and has been for a couple of years. A lot of talent, and when I say team leader in basketball, you're not always looking at you know, putting in 20 points a night. You may just have 2 points or 4 points every now and then, step up and get 10 or 12. But Ramon Benson is obviously a team leader for you out there, directing some traffic on the court.
Yeah, you know, Ramon is our leader, and we feed off his emotion and defensively. He's been really solid, and we were joking last night that he was afraid he wasn't going to get it. No one was going to know that he even played because he wasn't in the scorebook until the last few minutes of the game where he made two free throws. Right. He was worried that the JV players were going to get in there, and he wasn't. But I think he understands, as all of our team does, that you know, we win as Bruins, we lose as Bruins. It takes a total team effort. You know, basketball can be a very selfish game with one ball, and everybody wants to shoot it. But to be, you know, to take it from good to great is what I've been preaching to them, is that you've got to all be on the same page, all wanting to win. Just do what – play to your strengths, not your weaknesses. If you're a good defender, then you defend. If you're a good rebounder, rebound. So it takes a whole – team effort, and not just whoever shoots or gets the points. And you know, I think Ramon knows in a game like that last night that 90% of our points were going to come from inside. I think Jacob and Quentin beat Webster by themselves. They combined for 44 points, and I think our team wants to win that bad. You know, we talked about last night was 258 days since we lost to Bigsby in the area tournament, and for 258 days we've been waiting to get that taste out of our mouth. And I think that passion for winning that carried over, and that's the motivator for them, because they felt like they came up real short last year.
of course, and you mentioned Jacob, and he had, I think, 24. He finished with around 24 last night. Jacob Hartsock is who we're talking about, a junior this year. And Jacob, I think, in the program is listed at about 6'8". And if he gets the ball within 5 feet of the bat, he, of course, he likes to step out and take one from 10, 12, 15 feet, maybe outside the three.
Jacob likes to shoot getting off the bus.
Yeah.
It does. He fires it faster than anybody. If I could only get him to play defense like he does offense, he would be a great player.
Yeah, that, but is there anybody going to be able to stop him, though? If he gets it down 5 feet from the basket, he's pretty good.
He's still got to I've got to get him to slow down a little bit, believe it or not. He gets so anxious, and sometimes he gets predetermined moves in his mind. They don't work because he's going to dribble, spin, and so he doesn't feel. He's still, I mean, it's his first game of his junior year. But he doesn't have that feel. Everything's predetermined, and he's got to get that feel where he can feel the defense and then make his move. He's as good. I mean, I could take Jacob around the country and do postman drills like in practice and throw it to him, and everybody would just ooh and all. I mean, even Division I colleges. But you got to be able to apply those in game situations, and he hadn't done that yet. But he's got a lot of basketball left. You know, he's got another year and he's got another 2 years to go. So, but he's very skilled. He's highly skilled, very offensively on the offensive end. But, you know, we've got to work on him rebounding outside of his area. We really got to get on his defense and get where he can guard and shut people down. You know, the key is going to be for Jacob is when we play somebody that matches up his size and, you know, how is he going to play in those. He's always been the best athlete in his class, and he's always been one of the bigger kids, and that's why he's got to continue to work hard and not get lazy and develop his game for when that time comes.
All right. And last night you were able to, of course, to go deep into your bench. We want to mention Colin Tribolese. Of course, he starts. And DeMarco Hudson, a lot of playing time. You know, the regulars that are out there, the Shoemakers. Last night you're able to get deep into your bench. Jackson Bart gets some good playing time last night. The Laufens with some playing time. And even they're right at the end. Tyler Yardley gets on the scoreboard last night. Now, you were able to play everybody.
Yeah, and that's kind of fun, even if it's a minute or so. But I tell them, I had to make the statement last night. I said, you know, I know it's fun and y'all are going to want to go and play. And if we get up big, well, at halftime, I was telling this halftime, but I said, you got to understand that we had a JV game before the game and y'all got to play the whole time and these guys didn't get to play at all. So this is their time to play and we need to work on things. We weren't trying to beat them bad or run it up, but we need to work on some. It's type of scrimmage situation where we need to work on some different things against somebody other than our own team. And so, you know, we only outscored them 10 in the second half, and we went zone. So we took it upon ourselves to work on our zone and our matchup zone that we run, and we tried to do that the whole second half to in case we need that at some time this year. But it's always fun. I know those sophomores always love to get in, and I probably don't sub as much as I should. I get – always afraid they're going to make a comeback and beat us. But yeah. Like I said, it was we needed to work on some things, and I think we were able to accomplish that.
All right. Well, congratulations on your opening night win. I think that Mike Tupa has a question for you from the Examiner. So we'll slide that microphone over to Mike and let him jump in here.
Yeah, Coach, by the way, I was thinking of Ramon. I still remember 2 years ago when he hit that winning three-point shot over Catoosa. So, you know, he can obviously – he'll contribute. He'll make some noise on offense. But what I wanted to ask you was, obviously, you guys went 19-3 last year overall. How has this team – and I'm talking about your seven or eight returning regulars – how have they gotten better, or how do you expect them to get better this year?
Well, you hope just through the cycle of maturity and you know, and – they're a year older, they're going to get better. But, you know, we still got to, every day in practice, they've got to bring a work ethic that, you know, the desire to get better. In the scheme of things that we try to do, as long as their skill development, that's what we hope. But a lot of times in these situations, when you have a team that's pretty good, you hope a year as they get a year older, they're going to be that much better. So, I mean, I think that doesn't seem a very elaborate answer, but that's it. I mean, I think our year, and I've been preaching to our guys to be good for great. Last year we were a good team. How are we going to become a great team? What are we going to do? And one of the things, as you know, we talked about was it's just ordinary people doing extraordinary things, and I think these guys have a chance to do extraordinary things because of their desire to win, and they're competitors, and they want to win.
All right. Well, we expect a great year this year out of the guys' team at Bartlesville High School. If you had an opportunity to go to the Bruins Field House on the 2nd of December, Owosso will be the opponent. Of course, we welcome you to travel to all the games, whether they are home or away. You'll see some good, exciting basketball and a lot of talent for these Bartlesville Bruins. Tim Bart, congratulations on your opening night win last night. We'll look forward to December the 2nd.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Enjoy a holiday.
You too. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything y'all do for high school basketball in this area. And I don't think y'all get enough credit or thanks for the radio and the newspaper and covering us and giving us the exposure and helping our kids. And we really do appreciate it as a group.
Well, we appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much, Coach Tim Bart with the Bartlesville High School Bruins. A coach's breakfast from downtown Bartlesville at the Hilton Garden Inn, the Great American Grill. Adam, we'll take a timeout, then we'll come back with another coach.
Yeah, Lance Knight from Dewey.
All right, how about that? That's just around the corner. This is your coach's breakfast. Join us back for Coach Lance Knight on K1.
Total Communications Incorporated and Total CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers, too. Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. Total Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
The First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, Oklahoma will be presenting the Living Christmas Tree Friday, December 16th at 7 p.m., Saturday, December 17th at 3 p.m., and Sunday, December 18th at 7 p.m. The doors to the Worship Center, located at 5th and Osage in downtown Bartlesville, will open 1 hour before each performance. This family Christmas concert, free to the public, is a gift to the community. The Living Christmas Tree stands 36 feet tall and will be adorned with thousands of lights, 100 singers, and over 3,000 feet of Black Forest greenery, accompanied by orchestra. Come celebrate Christmas at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville.
Fall has arrived, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has everything you need for a beautiful fall garden. From beautiful pansies to garden mums, all to add fresh color to the garden. New shipments of trees and shrubs have arrived. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nawata Road, open 7 days a week.
And more coaches to talk to about their basketball season. So back to the high school coaches' breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn. Here's David.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. As we now are going to talk to Coach Lance Knight, and it's always a pleasure to have Coach Knight with us to talk basketball. And Adam is on the road a lot covering Dewey. We're going to turn it over to Adam Hooper and let you talk a little bit about basketball here with Coach, okay?
Well, all right, David. Hey, thanks a lot. Joining me, Lance Knight, the head coach of the Dewey Bulldoggers. Coach, glad to have you here. And did you get plenty to eat, I guess?
You bet. Glad to be here. Enjoy this every year, and I got plenty to eat. It's the first time I've actually been in this new hotel here. It's really nice.
Yeah. Expectations for Dewey this year, kind of a disappointing season last year, and I know you've worked hard on these kids, get them ready for this coming year.
Yeah. The last couple of years have been, we kind of went in the season hoping for better things. I think the last 3 years actually have come away with 8 wins, been in a lot of ball games, you know, and got a lot of kids back. Pretty young, though. Going to have about three or four seniors. Had a couple kids come out of football that kind of coming out their senior year. You know, and then one, Zane Washington's played for us the last couple years. Got Trey Rubel, who has been playing with us. This would be his fourth year. Expecting good things out of him. But, I've been working hard. Had most of them all summer. Type of guys that are, you got to kick them out of the gym. especially them younger kids. And, you know, since August 16th, first day of school, we've had most of them in there.
Yeah. Talk about Trey Rubel. I mean, he comes back the little experience. Of course, you had Brody that already graduated who had 9.4 points a game, but Trey averaging 6.8 last year. Do you expect a lot of him on the offensive side this year?
Yeah, definitely. He's that type of kid. Last couple of years, he really never started, maybe started a couple of games, but got quite a few minutes. We list him about 6'7", the shoes on, I guess. Good footwork, you know, understands the game well, basketball player, you know, that's all he's doing right now. And did some stuff this summer with an AAU team, and he's gotten a lot better, and, yeah, expecting good things from him.
I think another player that I really liked last year, and I know you're looking forward to this kid's Carson LaRue. What do you expect for him?
Great things. A heck of an athlete. Can jump, can score. Just shooting lights out for us all kind of off season, and then these last couple weeks doing scrimmages. Just a really good athlete. Opened a lot of scoring from him.
Jimmy Marsh is another kid that we want to mention too. Had a lot of playing experience last year, and that's what's good about these three players that we mentioned. They got that experience last year under the direction of Brody Peterson. Will that help them this year?
Oh, definitely. Jimmy and Carson and Michael Sanders are all kids that are, you know, juniors, and Carson's a sophomore, but got a lot of experience last year and have been in the gym every day. Jimmy's that kid that, you know, if I tell him to run through a wall, he's going to do it. He's a respectful kid. He just does everything right, works hard, and he's kind of that kid that, not expecting maybe the scoring from him, but he's a great defender. We'll put him on team's point guards, and it causes trouble, and that he's just a hard-nosed kid and great kid.
That's a tough season, a tough schedule here, Coach, that we want to mention. You open up the year playing at Sperry. When you got the Cole kid that who's about 6'7", 6'8", can cause some problems with your younger players.
Oh, yeah. You look at our schedule. The good thing for us is we moved down to 3A, which that helps us kind of when it comes playoff time. But, you know, you open up with Sperry, who the preseason rankings are listing them in the top 10. We go to the Adair tournament. You have Caney Valley. We open up with Adair, who's top 10 3A. And then pretty much everybody in that tournament in their respective classes is in the top 15, you know. And then you see Sperry again, and you're playing teams like Sequoia and Cleveland and Ulaga tournament. And it's a tough schedule.
Yeah, you played three tough tournaments this year. You mentioned the Ulaga and then the Coffeyville tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Those three tournaments, and I'll exclude them on the Adair tournament, those are three tough tournaments that you've got. They got some good teams in those tournaments.
Oh, definitely. And that's why we like going to play them. You know, we want to be ready for the playoffs and want to go play good competition. And going up there to the Coffeyville tournament, you're usually seeing two or three 6A schools out of Kansas City. But it's fun. Kids like doing that. You know, they do a good job. All these tournaments do great jobs. Adair is one of the better tournaments I've been to, the way they have it set up. So we enjoy all three of them tournaments, really.
With you dropping to 3A, does that help you guys a lot?
Well, it does for sure, because, for one, we don't have to maybe go open up with Vanita, who's number one in the state right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't play a Vanita.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
They're kind of in the league of their own,
I guess.
And they're nothing bad against them. They're a good basketball team.
Definitely. You know, in the last couple of years, we've been class 4A, and we've been at the bottom of 4A. And when you play teams that are 300 to 350 kids more than you, there can be a difference there, you know, and you're playing some Tulsa schools. But, again, it takes away nothing from 3A. You know, the Sperrys, Verdigris, Cleveland, or Adairs and Caney Valleys, they're all good teams. And then the teams there can compete with anybody, 4A, 5A, or whatever. So it's good. It helps us in the playoffs. But still, it doesn't mean that, you know, we got a cakewalk.
With the roster you have this year, last year they took some lumps. But I'm sure they learned that and to get ready for this year.
Definitely. I like the guys I have right now. Like I said, we're young. We're going to have about four seniors. Trey having the most experience of them seniors. But the kids, they work hard. And that group of sophomores with Michael Sanders, Jimmy Marsh, sophomore, and Carson LaRue, they're athletic. They work hard. And from what I've seen just scrimmaging and the offseason stuff, defensively we're going to be good. You know, if we can hit shots and make things happen, you know, my assistant, the players, we're really excited. We're looking for good things.
Are you looking this year on the defensive side doing more full-court press or more a half-court defense?
Definitely playing a lot of man. Definitely that. Kind of last year, kind of with the personnel we had, we kind of went some zone, played a lot of zone most games, and did well at it for the most part. And we'll put that in there this year. But, yeah, a lot of full court, a lot of pressing type stuff because we have the kids that are quick, athletic, understand what they're doing and stuff in it. And so, yeah, probably a lot of we'll see a lot of pressing.
How about the offensive side? Are you going to be pushing the ball more?
Yeah, really trying to push the ball more. That's one thing. You know, even this last summer when we went to some camps and scrimmaging, that's one thing we're good at, getting the ball down the court and trying to go get them easy shots off just transition and running, because it's one thing we can do. We can outrun people. And, yeah, that'll be a big part of our game.
You talk about the seniors that you got. Any of the underclassmen that we're going to see an eye on this year?
Well, like I said, you know, Michael Sanders, Jimmy Marsh, Carson LaRue, they played quite a bit last year, you know, never really started any, and them other guys got more playing time. But them three right there are, again, it's kick them out of the gym, and they play basketball. They're not football players. All three of them play baseball and are good baseball players. But, you know, they've been with me since, you know, May, you know, when they got out of baseball. So just working their tails off. There's some younger guys. I have a bunch of sophomore classes, really good. Have Chase Wilson and Chad Beaver that came out of football, hoping good things from them. Cameron Coons is another one that's a junior that didn't play a lot last year, had some things going on in his life and everything, but has made a drastic improvement, you know. And, I mean, this time last year, I probably didn't have him on that sheet that you have. His name wasn't anywhere on there. And I don't know, kind of something clicked in him, and he's that kid that I've told him he kind of got to know his role. He's that guy that is there to make the other team mad. He's going to be kind of banging around. I told him, if you foul out of every game, hey, it's good fouls, you know, but
yeah.
we're being rough in a controlled way, and rebounder, keeping balls alive, and he's done that. You know, he understands his role, and he's a workhorse. He's in there on the ground and rebounding. And Garrett Stacey's another one too. He's a junior that has improved. Kind of a tall kid, keeps growing. Slim, but can shoot the ball well. His dad's a coach. Coach Stacey up at Collinsville coaches the girls there, so he's kind of got a basketball mind to him as well. So expecting good things. You know, when you're young and you like that, you know, you got a bunch of guys coming back next year, and I don't know. We're excited.
Yeah. Mike, you have a question for Coach Knight? Yeah. Mike Tippett with the Examiner Enterprise.
Appreciate that, Adam. Coach, right now, as you go into the season, how deep are you looking going in terms of your main rotation? If you're going to be doing a lot of running and things like that, it sounds like you're going to be playing in 8 or 9 guys. Is that right?
Yeah, Mike, I hope so. That's the plan. These guys, too, the ones I mentioned, Jimmy and Michael and Carson and them, they're the type of guys, too, that I was never able to do this, but they can just go for days, it seems like. You know, Jimmy's got a motor on him that – he never stops, but you're right. I mean, if we're going to be doing that, other guys have got to step in. So, yeah, I'm hoping 8 or 9 deep, 10 if I can, and that's the plan, you know. And, again, we got some younger guys that don't have a lot of experience, and we've done a lot of scrimmaging, competed well in our scrimmages, and a lot of them younger guys have kind of stepped up. Justin Davis is another kid. Didn't mention him a little bit ago. He's a sophomore point guard, and he's improved a lot, you know, and they're all kind of them younger guys are the same body type. They're kind of little guys, but they're just little water bugs out there. They're quick as can be, and if they're able to step in there and, you know, the Friday night lights kind of effect and not get intimidated by anything, yeah, I'm hoping 9, 10 deep.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you coming out here today. I look forward to covering Dewey Bulldoggers basketball this season. I'm really excited about that.
Me too.
With the kids you got back from a year ago with that experience. I love to see that, and looking forward to covering you this year.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Coach Lance Knight from Dewey. We appreciate the time this morning. So, Coach Spectrus, we're still going to talk to Wes Hayes. You know what a guy's coach, and that's on tape. That's a recorded interview. And also Jason Bestia from out at Oklahoma Wesleyan University still yet to come this morning with Coach's Breakfast, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
We better take a timeout and get to those. This is Coach's Breakfast. We broadcast live downtown Bartlesville at the Great American Grill, the Hilton Garden Inn.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnsdall.
This is KWON Bartlesville.
At Total Communications at Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2200.
Happy Thanksgiving from the United Family to yours. Enjoy the holiday with savings you'll be especially thankful for, and find unbelievable savings on your favorite items and in all departments. Here's just a few of the Thanksgiving holiday savings from United. Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Sliced Hams, whole or halves, just $1.99 a pound. Philadelphia Cream Cheese, 8 ounces, 4 for only $5. Best Choice All-Purpose or Self-Rising Flour, 5 pounds, just 99 cents. And Best Choice Butter, 16 ounces, a low $1.99. Check out your United Supermarket Thanksgiving insert to find more great savings in every department throughout the store. This is the time to celebrate the Thanksgiving holidays with savings from United. Happy Thanksgiving from your neighborhood United Supermarkets.
At American Bank in Ramona, we make banking special and personal for you, the customer. We provide one of the highest levels of banking satisfaction. With our one-on-one personal banking service, we make sure we are there for you for all of your personal and business banking needs. Stop by American Bank in Ramona and ask us about our great CD rate specials and our competitive loan rates. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. And welcome back to our annual Coach's Breakfast here on AM 1400 KWON. And now joining me is the first year of Nowata Ironman head boys basketball coach, Wes Hayes. And, Coach, glad to finally get to meet you over the phone. And how are things going on in Nowata, and how's the team progressing?
As of right now, we are, I wouldn't say we're ready to mail the gold ball to Nowata, Oklahoma, but I don't think you want to be there right at this point early in the season. Transition period has been good. My kids are willing to work hard and are very coachable, so I'd have to thank and give a pat on the back to Dan Bennett and Tommy Nolan for doing an excellent job before I got here. We've had a couple of scrimmages with Stillwell, Bartlesville JV. We went over to Sequoia Claremore for the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. And thus far, I've been, pleasantly surprised and cautiously optimistic in what we can do this season. We've got a couple of kids returning in Landon Stewart and Dalton Shell, who were in the rotation last year as far as minutes played. I don't know that they received a tremendous amount of playing time. However, they're the right kind of kids in waiting. They're not waiting with a sense of entitlement, like I'm supposed to hand them something. They're hungry. So, those two kids, I'm looking forward for a lot of leadership, some production. After that, really, it's just a rotation as far as production goes, who's going to get the time. It's kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Landon Stewart because he's really the only player back from the team that went to the area tournament last year, really getting that varsity playing experience. What are you going to be expecting more on Landon?
Well, Landon's the type of kid that he's got great work ethic, and he's got some basketball savvy and natural ability. He's a talented kid, and his motor never stops. So, as far as I'm concerned, he's kind of a dream for me, because those kids that you always got to prod and poke at to get them going, they'll suck the life out of you as a coach. Landon's one of those kids you got to pull the reins back and get him to slow down a little bit. He's a natural scorer. He can get the ball to the rim. which for me, I think will get him a lot of opportunities at the foul line. He's not so much a great shooter as he is a scorer, but I think he can get there because he's willing to work. And he's got the foundation. His mechanics are okay. He just needs to put some more time in towards being a more consistent threat on the perimeter. But leadership and work ethic, you know, we've talked about it. Back in the day, I played basketball in college, and I understand, and I think he does too now, that he has to be the hardest working guy every day in our gym in practice because he is our best player. The kids will look up to him, and we'll go as he goes. And if he's our hardest working guy in practice, then we should be having great practices every day.
Besides Landon Stewart and Dalton Schell, what are some of the other players that you're counting on this year?
Well, we've got Tyler Tidwell. He's a junior. I think he'll be a pretty good playmaker for us. He's not afraid to stick his nose in there and get dirty. Tyler Lewis is also a junior. I haven't got to see a whole lot of Tyler Lewis. He's a pretty good athlete on the football field. Tyler Brock's a sophomore that can make some plays. Casey Bulkinghouse is a sophomore. I've got a player who lives under my roof, coach's son, Micah, about a 6'1 point guard, and he's got a lot of natural skill. He's a coach's son, so, you know, there's this kind of a love-hate deal every time. He probably hates me more than I love him. He hates me, but, you know, he's got a lot of skill, and because he is my son, I can't brag on him too much, but he really should be a difference maker for us as far as handling the ball and being our most consistent threat on the perimeter along with Dalton Schell. We've got a lot of new faces. You know, they graduated a lot of kids last year, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to write us off because of that graduation. But I feel like, you know, I came from Tahlequah. I was head coach of Tahlequah High School, and leaving there and coming here, I feel like we have just as much talent here is what I had at Tahlequah, which tells you the shape of the program, you know, how good the program, what kind of shape it was here, and the program that I had left there, which, you know, for me, it makes me a whole lot more excited about what we have in front of us. Is, you know, dropping down in that conference, that Northeast 6, we're not in the Will Rogers Conference anymore. I think it's a little bit better scenario for us to compete. So, you know, a lot of new faces, a lot of hungry faces also. So I don't know that we'll have the same starting five every night. We got John Frankie, he's a big kid for us, a senior. We're going to miss him early. He's a 6'2", 200, you know, 210-pound kid that plays inside. But we're going to miss him with an injury. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but we're definitely going to miss his presence in the paint. And then we've got Landon Robertson, who's about 6'1", about 210. One of our best football, probably our best football player, and he'll definitely bring a presence in the paint, and he's kind of sidelined a little bit with an injury, so we're trying to get him back healthy so we can have somebody over 6 foot that's on the floor.
Yeah, I was going to, you mentioned the fact coming from a Tahlequah High School, a larger school, and then Nowata being a Class 3A ball club. Is that an adjustment for you, Coach? Are you going to feel like you're going to like playing 3A level?
Well, I was the head coach at Jay before I was there at Jay and turned that program around and got myself in position to get what I thought was a better job, and turns out the grass wasn't greener. So it's not new to me. I was at Fort Gibson for 3 years. So, you know, it's the big time is where you're at. It's what my uncle used to say all the time. The big time is where you're at. I feel like this transition for me will be relatively simple because my kids are willing to work hard. And my administration, you know, has been very supportive. They're happy to have me. It's nice to be wanted. So, you know, of course, it's a honeymoon period, and, you know, we lose 2-3 ball games in a row. We'll see how much I'm loved. But 5A to 3A, it's for me, it's where you're at. You know, my kids are they're fun to be around, and they're working hard, so I'm having a good time right now.
Coach, looking towards the brand-new conference Nowata is going to be playing, there are going to be a couple of little rivalries. Oklahoma Union, which will begin the season on Tuesday, and then Caney Valley Trojans to follow that, which the Trojans, they have a very good basketball team coming in. They got everybody back.
Yeah, well, I understand they're pretty much the team to beat. I'm not familiar with a lot of the people that will play, but I understand that, you know, Donnie Scott's a great coach, was a great ball player back in the day, and I know his son's a tremendous basketball player as well. if they're the team to beat. I haven't seen them. I couldn't tell you anything about them. But I know Donnie, and I know they're going to be well coached and probably going to be able to shoot the ball a little bit, which is when you're able to shoot the ball, it's a great equalizer, but you can also spread the floor. It's going to create penetration gaps for you to hit. So it'll be tough to defend, but, you know, we'll work hard. And I'm excited to see what kind of atmosphere that we're playing in, if they're our rivals or, you know, Oklahoma Union's our rivals. I'm not familiar with those guys either. But from what I understand, it's the excitement and anticipation is building to play Oklahoma Union next Tuesday evening. So I'm anticipating we'll have a packed house and have an electric atmosphere.
Well, Coach, certainly so glad that you're here in Nowata, and you know, looking forward to covering you this season for Nowata High School basketball. And again, we appreciate your time visiting with me today. Best of luck to you this year.
Well, I appreciate you, and thanks for having me on. And say some kind words about us this year, and we might get you a bag of popcorn and a Coke.
I think that sounds like a deal to me, Coach. Again, that's Coach Wes Hayes from Nowata High School, and we'll come back right after this. You're listening to our annual Coach's Breakfast here on AM 1400 KWON.
Total Communications Incorporated and Total CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers, too. Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. Total Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
At Keystone Beard Equipment Company, you'll find they carry all the oil field equipment you'll ever need. Pipes, valves, pumps, plus they repair pumps. So whether old pump number 9 isn't working right or just needs repaired, or maybe needs to be retired, Keystone Beard Equipment Company in Dewey can repair your pump or put a new one in its place. See the folks at Keystone Beard Equipment Company on 9th and Osage in Dewey for all your oil field equipment repairs and supplies.
And welcome back to our annual Coach's Breakfast here on AM 1400 KWON. And joining me today is the new Oklahoma Wesleyan University men's basketball coach, Jason Bechta. And Coach, glad to have you here in Bartlesville. And coming from a program of Cedarvale College, how are things been adjusting for you here in Bartlesville?
It's not a difficult adjustment at all. This is a great town. A lot of good people at the university, and they love basketball here and really support us well. So my wife and I are just excited to be here and be a part of this.
You've got some players that are back from a year ago, and then you've got some new players that are in this year, and it seems like your season has already started. They're still trying to figure out who's who on the floor.
Yeah, we are, and it's not just the players; it's the coaches trying to figure it out as well. I mean, even the returning players are facing a different role than they've faced in the past, and they're trying to learn what that role is going to be for each of them. We're trying to figure that out as coaches. I mean, we graduated or lost about 80% of our scoring from last year, and so the guys that we have back are guys that were role players in the past, and they had smaller roles. When you've got, you know, two national players of the year in the last couple of years and some other really good players as well. And so now they're learning to shoulder a little bit more of the responsibility, a little bit more of the scoring, a little bit more of the defense. You don't have some guys behind you to clean it up that you might have had in the past. So we're going to have to be just a little better at all the areas.
Yeah, you talk about players graduating. I know one player, Sadio Rojas, two-time All-American, Donnie Boswick, head coach here for 4 years. All four straight years going to the national tournament. That's a huge, that's a lot of shoes to fill over those.
It sure is. I mean, that was a phenomenal four-year run that the schools had. And Coach Bostwick did an amazing job. And starting it off, did an amazing job with the recruiting. You know, to have the caliber of players that he had in here is just a tribute to what he can do recruiting-wise. And he coached them up, and I mean, you can't take that away from them. They can go to the national tournament and have the success that they had over the last 4 years. So the good thing about what we have now, though, is we do have players that have been there. They've been there in smaller roles, but they at least have a taste of what it's like to be there. They've had to go through what it takes to get there, and now they're just having to learn, you know, what do I need to do? What can I do that's a little bit more than I'm used to doing? To really make up for the losses from the past couple of years.
one player that I have in mind, that had in mind, Brian James. He's been in that situation before. Actually had a couple of defensive stops during that 2009 National Championship team. Sat out last year, and this year you're really trying to get him going, both on the offensive and the defensive side. How key is he going to be this year?
Well, it's funny. We don't have to do anything to try to get him going. He doesn't stop. So, I mean, we just say he's got a motor that doesn't stop. And, I mean, you can watch him, and he plays with so much energy all the time. And I think that's why when we did some voting for captains, he was a unanimous choice by pretty much everybody. He's someone that, you know, isn't necessarily a go-to scorer, but you're going to get to the end of a game and you're going to look at the stat sheet and find out he's going to have double-digit points and he's going to have a lot of rebounds. And if you watch film or you're watching the game, you're going to know he's getting stops on defense. He just sets a great example for all of our, especially our newer guys, that are guys that are learning to step up of what kind of energy we need to play with at all times.
Another player that was kind of a role model a year ago, DeAndre Harlan, probably one of the biggest guys you have on this squad. And I know watching him play for the last couple of games, he can score, but he can also play defensive very well down low.
Yeah, you know, he does, and he's just the thing we're stressing with Trey is consistency, and that's going to be the biggest hurdle for him to get through, is being able to play at that high level all the time and at both ends of the floor. Because like you said, even defensively, if he wants to sit down and defend and really applies himself, he can literally guard 1 through 5 out there for us. And he could do it probably better at any of those possessions than anybody else at their position. He's that athletic, he's that quick, that strong. It's just we're trying to teach him to maintain that effort. You know, for shorter amounts of time, we'll get him out, get a quick rest, and go right back in and do it. And the more we get him to do that, the better he's going to be and the better we're going to be.
One thing about your team, Coach, that I have been impressed so far, you have the players that can rotate any time. You have a deep bench this year. Talk about some of those players that will make those contributions this year.
Sure. That is one of the nice things about not having any big scores back, is that things are wide open. And this is a team that if we're going to be good, we stress that we're going to have to really be good together. We're going to have to rely on each other a lot. And we're not going to necessarily have one guy that goes out there and leads us in scoring every night. We've got a lot of different guys who could put up some points for us. You know, we've got guys like coming off the bench, such as Josh Young, Tyler Woods, who've had some really good games for us early. Julian and Caleb are kind of bouncing back and forth at the point guard spot for us. Caleb Gentry Hondo is capable of putting up some big numbers, and you know, we expect that as the year goes on, he's going to learn more and more how to really be a scorer, because he's got the capabilities of doing that. We've got so many guys who can come in and do something at least in for us, and that's going to be what makes us down the stretch hard to guard, is when we can get better at all of our areas we need to improve, and yet they can't focus on one or two guys. You know, we don't have that one All-American that they really need to try to stop. They're going to have to really focus on everybody, because we have a lot of guys who can shoot and a lot of guys who can score in different ways.
You've had a couple of different starting lineups in the last few games. Has there been one lineup right now that you've been impressed with?
I think we've started off the games a little bit better with this change we've had to our lineup most recently. And, you know, it could be different in another game or two again, because we're, as coaches, trying to figure out what's our best lineup, because it's not just even about what's our best way to start the game, but when we bring in, you know, we do almost a line change and we have another 5 guys that will come in off the bench and play. And when we do that, we need to think about what's a good second group to have in there and who fits in best together in that group, so that it's a good stretch of time when they're in. It's not just we're just trying to get by while we get before we can get the first group back in. And so we're going to keep changing some things around. I like the group that we've had, though, for the last few games. And partially because I think we have some great energy off the bench with that second group, with the guys that come in. And so I expect us to at least try this one at least for a little longer. And but, you know, we could make some changes about any time.
Well, as we get closer, and of course in the beginning of the preseason part of the schedule, the conference season just around the corner, And besides, of course, Bellevue, the early favorite to win the conference. You got College of the Ozarks there at number two. But after that, the rest of the teams are just wide open, and you have to play every night just to get a win.
Yeah, you sure do. There aren't going to be any cupcake games on the schedule, and we don't have a lot of that anyways, and even in our preseason or pre-conference games here. Sometimes we wish we could, but we've got a tough non-conference schedule, and that's with a purpose, because that's going to get us ready for a tough conference season where you're going to have to be ready on any given night. And so that's why, you know, you schedule a tough, you know, non-conference schedule like this. So by the time we're facing those conference games, we're used to having to be up and be ready and focused, not just every, you know, every game, but every half of every game, every play of every game, that we know we can't let up and really still have a chance to win a game.
I know you want to encourage all the fans out there, hey, come out and support the Eagles. You got a couple of home games coming up next week against Dallas Baptist and John Brown, again, the Sooner Athletic Conference, and you know that's probably one of the top-rated conferences in NAIA Division I.
Sure, it's always a tough one. And, I mean, we play Mid-America Christian here tonight. We play some tough teams from that league. And it's good to at least get some home games here and have a nice stretch of that. We're excited about that. But, again, there aren't any of these games on the schedule where we can just relax and just assume we're going to get a win. We're going to have to fight for anything we get. And I think as our team gets a couple wins against some better teams, that's just going to really fuel our confidence. And I think that's one of the things that we're missing right now is we just need to see ourselves win in some close games. And we did that up at Ottawa. But we need to see ourselves do that a little bit more, and we'll get more and more confidence, and I think we'll be better.
Coach, I'm really looking forward to this year, and so far having a pretty good start. But, again, we look forward to for you covering you this year, and thanks a lot for talking with me today.
Thanks so much.
That's Jason Beshta, the head of men's basketball coach here at Oklahoma Wesleyan. We'll have more of our annual basketball coaches breakfast here on AM 1400 KWON.
And as we start to wind down the annual breakfast from the Hilton Garden Inn and Great American Grill, let me take it back to David Crawford.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. I want to say thanks to all of our coaches that came and joined us this morning, and thanks to you, Adam Hooper, and thanks to Mike Tupa for coming down with some questions as well this morning for our annual Coaches Breakfast. Exciting basketball season ahead for a lot of our area teams.
I know. It's one of my exciting times of the year, and really looking forward to this year's basketball seasons. I know some area teams, as we've talked to this morning, it's going to be exciting times to watch, and hopefully they'll get deep in the playoffs.
All right, very good. Well, the consumer call is coming up next, so if you got something that you want to get on consumer calls, you are ready to get on the air. That does it for Coach's Breakfast. Thanks to all of our sponsors. I'm David Crawford from the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown. Come on down to the Great American Grill for lunch and dinner later on today. I'm David Crawford. Have a great day.
At Total Communications at Total CSI, they offer a good range of communication services to portions of northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas, along with telephone and long-distance service. They provide lifeline services for qualifying customers. You can choose from one of their high-speed internet packages. Take advantage of their discounts by packaging internet service with long distance. Call today to speak to one of their representatives, 918-535-2208.